జయ శ్రీపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య స్తోత్ర శతశ్రీ శ్రీమహానభే చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం. నిత్యలీలా ప్రవిష్ట విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య స్తోత్ర శతశ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి అనందగుడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శిలహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాస ఆది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామికి మాయపూర్ ధామికి మధురపురి ధామికి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామికి ద్వారకాపురి ధామికి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర ప్రేమానంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరంగ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. నమామి శ్రీపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలేశమిది భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి నిధి నామిని. నమస్తే సరస్వదేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ,
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 ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాఘయ చక్షురుణ్మిలితాం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టాం స్థాపితాం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంబికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాం సహగణలలితాం శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినిది నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవీం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణే. నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీతి నామినే. శ్రీ వర్షభానవి దేవి దైదాయ కృపాబ్ధయే కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞానం దాయినే ప్రభవే నమః. మధుర్యోజ్వల ప్రేమాద్య శ్రీరూపానుగ భక్తిద శ్రీగౌరకరుణా శక్తి విగ్రహాయ నమోస్తుతే. నమస్తే గౌరవాణి శ్రీమూర్తయే దీనధారిణే రూపనూగ విరుద్ధాభ సిద్ధాంత ధ్వాందహారిణే. గౌరకిశోరాయ సాక్షాద్ వైరాగ్యమూర్తయే విప్రలంబర సాంబోధే పాదాంబుజాయదే నమః. నమో భక్తి వినోదాయ సచ్చిదానందనామినే గౌరశక్తిస్వరూపాయ రూపనో గౌరాయదే గౌరావిర్భవ భూమేస్త్వం నిర్దేష్ట సజనప్రియ వైష్ణవా సర్వభౌమ శ్రీ జగన్నాథాయ దే నమః. వాంఛకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధూభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయదే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూపస్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశాక్తియం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగల్పదే గోవేష గోపికాకాంద రాధాకాంద నమోస్తుతే. పాంగోర్మమ మందమదేర్గదీ మత్సర్వస్వదాంభోజౌ రాధావదనమోహనౌ దివ్యవృందారణ్యకల్పద్రుమాద శ్రీమన్రత్నాకర సింహాసనస్థౌ శ్రీమన్రాధాశీలగోవిందదేవౌ ప్రేష్టాళి విశ్వవ్యమానౌ స్మరామి. శ్రీమన్రాసరసారంభీ వంశీవటతటస్థిత కృషన్ వేణుస్వనేర్గోవేర్గోపినాథ శ్రియేస్తునా తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుదే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिताम् भगवताम् नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथिताम् पुराण मुनिनाम् मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवतीम् अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्बत्वाम् अनुसन्ददामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी नमोऽस्तु ते व्यास विशाल बुद्धे पुल्लारविन्दायतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्ण प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमय प्रदीप प्रपन्नवारिजाताय त्वत्र वेत्रैकवाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्व उपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दन पार्थो वल्स सुदीर्भोक्ता दुग्धम् इदामृतम् महद् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसच्चानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं युष्मद्रोणदडाजयद्रतजला गान्धारनीलोल्पला शल्यग्राहवदी कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामा विकर्णघोरमगरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सुतीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तककेशवा ാരാശര്യവജസ്സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാഭോദിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പേവീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ്ഭാരതപങ്കജക്കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിനശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुदस्त्वन्वन्दि दिव्यैस्तवैर्वेदैर्साङ्गपदैर्क्रमोपनिषदैर्गायन्दियं सामगाहम् ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुसुरासुरगणै देवाय तस्मै नमः As we were talking last Sunday, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in this particular Pragaranam, as they call it, or episode, which is Kapila Maharshi's teachings to his mother, Devahuti Devi. Kapila Maharshi says to Devahuti Devi that the meditation of Krishna's pastimes is important from the point of view that replacing our existing attachment in this world in the form of relations, friends, society, which are all uninvited guests that is got inside us, and we are stuck in that, and replacing them with Krishna is the process what Kapila Maharshi suggested to Devahuti Devi. Kapila Maharshi says to Devahuti Devi that you can see in that verse that abhichya darshanam. Shashwal, that is the 28th verse, which is the most important verse there. Abhicha darshanam shashwal sarvaloka namaskritam sandam vayasi kaishore bhritya anugraha kadaram. Krishna's mercy, if people ask where is Krishna's mercy, that is Krishna's mercy. Sandam vayasi kaishore bhritya anugraha kadaram. Krishna wants to bless the devotee that bhritya anugraha kadaram. That mercy, Krishna says, is you can come to me in that Kaishorya level whatever I have conducted in this world, those pastimes, particularly Kishore pastimes. How did Krishna get that name Kishore? Isn't it? It's like this. Kishore bhavam. That sondam vayasi kishore vritya anugraha kadaram. And then in that process, they spoke about the meditation on Krishna's different aspects of his lotus feet. Sanjindaye bhagavadascharanaravindam. That is the 21st verse. Vajram angusham dhvajam saroruham. Lanjanadhyamuttunga rekta vilasal nakachakravalam. That is what we were talking about on Sunday, last Sunday, isn't it? That that any of those marks on Krishna's lotus feet, if one can remember them or meditate upon them, it will help you, help us in our spiritual life to come out of all our disturbances in the mind. Particularly talks about here that if the mind is going away in different directions, that goad, what they call as the one which they use for controlling the elephant, which is a mark on Krishna's lotus feet, you should put that and pull that back to Krishna with that goad. Similarly, that lotus flower on Krishna's lotus feet, that always keep that lotus remembrance of that lotus feet, lotus flower on Krishna's lotus feet. In that way, keep the mind attached to Krishna's lotus feet. So, and we also mentioned about Nakamani Chandrigaya Nirasta Tabe, which mentions in the Agadisha Skandam in the second chapter. Kavi Maharshi mentions there that the moon that has fallen, it's a poetic explanation to that, that Krishna's lotus feet and all the nails on each of the toe is like the broken moon lying there, ready to give us that shelter all the time. So, seeing all these things, what did Vilumangalam say? Vilumangalam says in the Karnamadam, if you look at there, you will see, what I was saying was that, this process, what Kapila Maharshi has spoken to Devahuti Devi, is exactly what Vilumangalam has done in his life. We keep our camera to the world outside. Vilumangalam turned the whole camera inwards. Camera is the mind. Mind is the camera, isn't it? It goes and catches everything from all the garbage from the world and bring it in. And then it keeps itself busy. But what did Vilumangalam do? Vilumangalam turned that camera or the mind inwards. And he saw there in his meditations, he is seeing this. That's what he is explaining there. If you look into the second canto, 52nd verse. What he is saying there in the second canto, 52nd verse. Ratnastale Janujarekumara Samkramdam Almiya Mukharavindam Adadugamastadala Labhakedaha Vilokyadatri Vadanam Riroda. Vilumangalam is saying to us, Ratnastale Janujarekumara Samkramdam Almiya Mukharavindam Adadukamam sadalabhagedaha vilokyadatri vadanam riroda. 252. Krishna is just crawling on his legs. He is not able to get up yet. He is just crawling on the ground. So when he looked at the walls, he saw, what did he see? He saw his face inside the mirrors there. All the flooring walls are all covered with expensive jewels. So in that it is reflecting. Krishna's face is reflecting. So Krishna is trying to pull that face out, his own face, from the reflections. So tried very hard to get that out. He is putting his hand in and pulling it out, the face from there. He is not able to pull it out. At that time, when it didn't work out, he started crying. Vilokya datri vadanam ruroda. Started looking at Yashoda's face and started crying. That helpless he is. Vilumangalam says this as though he is seeing this inside this particular pastime. So, so you can see that Janudvayam, Ratnastale Janucharya Kumara సంక్రాంతం ఆల్మీయ ముఖారవిందం ఆదాదు కామస్తథ లాభఖేదాహ విలోక్యదాత్రీవదనం రురోధ. ఎవ్రీ సింగిల్ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ది కృష్ణ కరుణామృతం ఈస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ విలుమంగళం. Ilumangalam's heart is experiencing it, and what happened was, he was sitting there in Nila River bank with his disciples, and they make a deity of Krishna with the sand mixed with water, and then keeping the deity there, Ilumangalam used to recite these verses. For all the verses that were recited, for some verses the deity will shake its head. Those verses for which the deity has shaken the head, the devotees used to write it down. But for those verses the deity has not shaken, they are left out. So all these verses which are in the Krishna Karanamritam are those verses which Vilumangalam recited and written down by his disciples for which the deity has shaken the head. That is why Krishna's Karnas Amritam. Krishna's ears, it was nectar to hear these verses from him. So, therefore, Krishna's that childhood, that is what he is talking about, isn't it? That baby activities. Sandam vayasikaishore vrityanugrahakataram. All that lovely pastimes of that age is spoken here. So, Krishna used to do many, many things at that age, in that baby life. So, Yashoda Devi put a lot of effort to dress him nicely. She spends a lot of time and energy doing that. But sometimes Krishna used to feel suffocated with dressing, throw away everything what has been dressed, including his cowpin, everything, used to throw it away. When Mother Yashoda asked him, why you are throwing the cowpin away? Because for a brahmachari is necessary. Krishna says to him, I am feeling suffocation, I can't breathe properly, he says. So, in fact, it is inside that stomach all the 14 planetary systems, isn't it? Krishna's stomach carries all the 14 planetary systems are inside, which Krishna has shown to Yashoda Devi. So that way you can look at each part of Krishna's body and see how Vilumangalam has spoken about that and relate with who is Krishna. Who is Krishna? That understanding. And that is specifically spoken here, and particularly talks about in that verses in the Bhagavatam. It says there that about the Janudvayam, that is in the from 21 onwards, all the verses remaining in that 28th chapter is for remembering Krishna, meditations of Krishna's pastimes. It is an expanded form of this, is what you see in the Karanamritam. Karanamritam is simple, whereas these verses have a lot more to say. They don't speak directly about the pastimes. What they are saying in these verses is how to meditate on Krishna. What Vilumangalam is saying to us is how to meditate on Krishna in relationship with the pastimes. That's why it's more easier for the devotee, the verses in the Karanamritam. Bhagavatam verses are saying, You should meditate on this part of Krishna's body, that part of Krishna's body, like that from top to bottom and bottom to top, backwards, upwards and downwards, both spoken in these verses. Starting from the lotus feet. Sanjandayet bhagavadas charanaravindam vajrangusham dajasaroruhala anchanadhyam uttungarakta vilasal nakachakravalam jolsnaviragadamahad hrdayandhakaram. Talking about Lord Shiva, he became Lord Shiva when Lord Shiva received the water from the Karana ocean, from the Kausal ocean. When that water broke the shell of the universe and fell, Lord Shiva received that on his head, isn't it? That's what he's saying here. Thirthena murdhrinadikritena Shiva Shivo Bhul. When he received that water from the spiritual world into his head, Shiva became Lord Shiva, Mahadeva. And then, Janibdvayam jalajalojanaya jananyam lishmi akhilasa suravandidaya vidhadu urvornidhaya karavallavarojishayel samlalidam hrudivibhora bhavasya guriyal. Uru Subarnabhujayur Adishobhamanam Ojo Nidhi Atasiga Kusumava Bhaso
വ്യാലംബി പീതവര വാസസി വർത്തമാനം കാഞ്ചീകലാപ പരിരംബി നിതംബ ബിംബം.
So many verses there, you can read the translation in the books later, that all remembering about the beauty of different parts of Krishna's body, parts of Krishna's body. What has Vilomangalam done? Vilomangalam has taken these and connected them with the pastimes in Vrindavanam to make it more attractive to us, to remember Krishna through the pastimes, that form. That different emotions Krishna has manifested as a baby. And in the Kaishora, that is what the beginning is, that Sandham Vaisi Kaishore Vrityanugraha Gadram, Kishore Bhavam, that age group at that time. Krishna's Balalila is famous, isn't it? Childhood pastimes. Why is it famous? Because in no other incarnation, Krishna, the Absolute Truth has exhibited these things like the way it has happened in Krishna's pastimes. Ramachandra also must have had pastimes, but it's not spoken like the way it's spoken about Krishna's pastimes. Ramchandra also must have grown up like this. He must have also been a baby, grown through and played, looked after by the Dhatri or the mother, Kausalya Devi and others. But why Ramchandra's case, it's not spoken. And of course, Narasimhadev had no childhood pastimes, isn't it? He just came and gone. It didn't last very long. So there was no childhood for Narasimhadev. Similarly for other incarnations also. Vamanamurti came up and straight away grew up. It's only in this one particular appearance in Krishna that you will see all these fascinating features which you don't find anywhere else. A devotee is to complete advantage of that, because it was only for that purpose that pastimes were shown. And that's why Vilomangalam put that in a very nice package with these three cantos, 300 verses. Each and every pastime is just like a slideshow going one to another. Everyone independent and indicating to us what happened in that each instance. So that is what he is saying here, that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi put bangles on Krishna's hands. But no matter how many bangles are put, they were all worn out very easily. So one day somebody asked Yashoda Devi, one bangles were missing. They are not ordinary. We put plastic and all that, isn't it? Plastic and glass. These are the bangles. But Yashoda Devi won't use all that. Yashoda Devi uses pure gold and expensive bangles. And when they went missing, that where are the bangles? Because Yashoda Krishna used to fight with the bangles on. Yashoda Devi never satisfied by dressing up Krishna. To that extent, she spent the time in dressing Krishna. And sometimes, if she'll instruct Yashoda, will instruct Krishna not to spoil the clothes and to keep it. Krishna doesn't care. He goes and spoils everything. Fights with people, fights with other children. So people start thinking, as the bangles gone because of that fighting with somebody. But these bangles, apparently, Vilomangalam says, Krishna carries into all other incarnations. The bangles. What is it? You'll see there. In the 28th chapter, if you look at the 27th verse, Bahumscha. Shukabrahma, she says that. Bahumscha mandaragire parivartanena nirnitta bahuvalayanathilokapalan sanjindayil dashashataram asahya dejam shangham jatalkara saroruharajahamsam. So, when Rukmini got married, for Rukmini's marriage, Rukmini wrote the letter. Remember that? Rukmini wrote a letter to Krishna. First love letter in the world. In that letter, Rukmini addressed Ajida, the word, addressing Krishna as Ajida. And that Ajida has performed this churning the milk ocean earlier. Similarly, in this way, in every lifetime, in every appearances, when Krishna churned the milk ocean as Vishnu, and when Krishna was appeared as the Vamanamurti, in all these things you will notice one thing, that these hands were used a lot, and therefore the bangles got very worn out. That's what Vilomangalam says. Because these bangles were going to all different incarnations. The bangles accompany Krishna. So the bangles were used so much, especially chaining the milk ocean. You can imagine the amount of work involved. And similarly, Vamanamurti's appearance also.
because the bangles were used, they were worn out. And therefore, here is I say, Santam Vaisik Aishwarya Vritti Anugraha Gadaram, that for blessing a devotee, for showing that mercy or kripa or grace from Krishna, that is always there because the bangles are there in Krishna's hands. So, that first time after Krishna was dressed up by Yashoda Devi, and you know how Yashoda Devi used to dress Krishna with various flowers and garlands and jewels and necklaces, and she was never satisfied in dressing. Afterwards, she will put Krishna on the lap and fed her with the milk also, breast milk. And then Krishna will look at Yashoda's face and smile. Seeing that, Yashoda Devi says that smile is something to remember about. And when gopis used to come and complain to Yashoda Devi about Krishna, that Krishna used to smile, hearing all that complaints. And that is what you will find there, that how Krishna was enjoying this pastime. He was enjoying this pastime. What happened was, Krishna was at Yashoda's house, but Krishna used to expand. And Krishna was in every gopi's house at the same time, when Krishna was with Yashoda. Gopis are coming and complaining about Krishna. Yashoda says, Krishna has not left this place, he is always there. So what do you do? What will you do? Can you do anything about it? Villumangalam found out this. And Villumangalam says, one gopi got so much into trouble because of this. Gopi did not know that Krishna was expanding. Like Yashoda didn't know Krishna was expanding. Gopi thought, Krishna has come to my house and done everything. And managed to lock him up in a room where the butter, cheese, milk, everything was stolen in the pots you have seen one top of the other. Gopi locked the room, Krishna was breaking it from the bottom, but heating it with the stick and making the milk to flow. It's beautiful verses in the Karnamrutam. Karnamrutam is full of nectar. The milk is flowing, Krishna is encouraging all the other friends to drink that milk coming from there. So they were saying that Gopi is outside. Krishna says, doesn't matter, let her stay outside. If she comes in, I know what I have to do. Krishna is saying to the, and Gopi is listening to all these things. The whole conversation is there between Krishna and the friends about the gopi, and gopi waiting outside the room and listening to it. So gopi finally thought, the best thing to do is, I have complained many times to her mother, to Krishna's mother, Yashoda Devi. Yashoda won't listen. So now I have got a proof. The best thing is I lock up the thief and go with my complaint too. So she was feeling very jubilant after locking up the room, put the lock, made sure that it is locked and took the heavy key in the hand and walking with full of confidence to Yashoda Devi. When she got there, she saw Krishna standing there with Yashoda Devi. So she couldn't make the complaint. When she complained to Krishna, to Yashoda, that I locked him up inside the house, Yashoda says to him, how can you do that? He is here, he has never left this place. So this is what you will see Villumangalam saying that. How Villumangalam puts that in the verses. Villumangalam lived on the whole life in this way, looking at Krishna's childhood. If you look at the second canto, 51st verse. Andargrihe Krishnam aveksha choram badhva kavadam jananim gadeiga ulughale dhamani badhamenam tatra vidrishtvastimida babhuha. That is this particular incident. Andargrihe Krishnam aveksha choram. At home, Krishna has come to steal. So, Chora, he has come to steal and saw Krishna. So, what did he do? Badhva kavadam jananim gadeiga. Then, close the door and locked it. With full confidence, she is going now to complain. When she got there, what did she see? Ulughale damani baddhamenam. Krishna is tied up to the mortar there. And Yashoda Devi is having a big conversation with Krishna there. Ulughale dama nibhadhamenam tatra vidrishtu astmida babhuva. When Gobi saw that, Gobi stuck there in wonder, seeing what's happening to me. Gobi could not understand what is going on.
she has locked him up and she was 100% sure that she has caught the thief today. And she comes back and complains to Yashoda. And long conversation between Yashoda and the gopi. All that, it is there. So, we will... Ulugale natha, ulugale damani baddhamenam. Drishtva, tatrabi drishtva, stimida babhuva. Tatrabi drishtva, stimida babhuva. And another incident, later on you will find, this same gopi, she did another mistake. After she, that is much later, that you will see that, if you look into the second canto, 97th verse, that's a famous one. Pide pidanishanna balagale tishtansa gopalako yandrandastida dugdhavandam avagrish achadya gandharavam. It is 297. Vaktrobandakridanjali kridashirakambam pibanyapaya payadagadagobiga nainayo gandusha fulkarakril. Pide pida gobi understood that the gang has come. It's a gang, isn't it? A group of them. They come together to the house. And Krishna is saying to the boys, and the cowherd boys who was with him, other gopas there, saying to them that gopi is not here. It's the right opportunity to steal. Take all the, brought all the stool, what was there, and put it up, because Krishna says to them, this gopi is a very clever gopi. Because look at her brain. She has put everything in such a high level that we can't get there. So high, she has hung them up in the earthen pots, one top of the other. You have seen that picture, haven't you? Pide pidanishanna balagale tishtansa gopalake. Gopalako. That Krishna says to them, you climb onto the stool. I'll climb onto the top of your shoulders and stand there. And from there I will poke the stick with the stick to the bottom of the pot. And when it starts flowing down, we will all drink happily. This was the plan. Yandrandastida dugdhabhandam abhagrasha chadya gandharavam. Gobi heard all this conversation going on. So Gobi was thinking, let me see how Krishna is going to do that. So Gobi is hiding behind, and these few of these cowherd boys and Krishna together is busy executing the plan, one on top of the other, climbing over, each helping everyone in the heist, whatever that was happening there. Vaktro bandha kridanjali kridashirakambam pibanyapaya. Then has drunk plenty of milk. When it started flowing, they were drinking plenty of milk. Gopi thought that this is the right time to catch them. And got inside to the room, opened the door and got inside. As soon as Gopi came in front, Payadagada Gopiga Nainayo Gandusha Fulkaragral. Gopi looked at Krishna's face. Krishna has filled the mouth with milk and Fulkaragral onto Gopi's face. Straight onto Gopi's face, both the eyes with the milk, completely milk inside. And Gopi could not see anything. By then they all escaped from there. All of them escaped from there. Vilvamangalam says here that that they used to tap the earthen pot and make holes in that art. And they had, Yashoda Devi has put all kinds of, what do they call, the jingle bells on the waist. All that should not make any noise. So they were very careful about that. And and plenty of milk and yogurt was coming and they were drinking that. So so what has happened was that gopi, particular gopi who had done this, everybody thought that what a cruel thing Krishna has done. This milk Krishna is drinking and spat the whole thing. Gandusha fulkaragral. Full, I'll say, sir, isn't it? Payadagada gobiga nainayo. Gobiga nainayo. Gandusha fulkaragral. Directly into the eyes, not anywhere else. It didn't go anywhere else. Both the eyes, the whole milk has gone in. Milk has gone in directly into the eyes. What happened? Actually, what happened was that Gopi had a problem with her eyes. She has tried all treatment, it didn't work. Krishna felt compassion for the Gopi. With that milk being blown into the eyes, she got her eyesight back. Her eyesight was going. She got her eyesight back. So when she went to complain to Yashoda Devi about Krishna, she says to Yashoda Devi that Yashoda asked her what happened. She complained to Yashoda, look, this is what your son has done to me. So Yashoda called Krishna and asked him, did you do that? Did you spit this milk into this Gopi's eyes? Krishna says, yes, I did that. The Gopi says to Yashoda, I won't complain because I got my eyesight back, which I was losing. So that is, Vilamangalam has taken that. And that's also been spoken there. Payadagada Gopika Nainayo Gandhusha Pulkaragaral. It's a famous phrase. Pide, pide, nishanna balagangale, tristan. All these pastimes are spoken in such a way. In such a way that this is what is expected. What Vilumangalam has done is for the devotees to follow. To use these Vilumangalam's verses, each and every verse, the beautiful verses, what he compiled them, to remember this sandam vaisika ishore mrityanugrahaka taram. What he says there, isn't it? Sandam vaisika ishore mrityanugrahaka taram. So, so when the Gopi came to complain about Krishna, Krishna looks at Gopi's face and smile. In the Bhagavatam, you will see that 32nd verse in the 28th chapter. That I told you that the verse is from all the way from 21 onwards. It's all the different moods of Krishna in different pastimes. There he is saying here, Hasam, that Krishna smiled. Hasam hare avanagagila loga tivra shoga ashru sagara visheoshanam atyudaram samohanaya rajidam nijamaya yasya brumandalam munikrade magaradvajasya. It is that hasam, Krishna smile. Hasam hare avanagagila loga tivra shoga ashru sagaram visheoshanam atyudaram. Krishna smile is for what? To wipe out our tears. To wipe our tears. That is when Krishna smiles, our tears goes away. Our tear goes away. Samohanaya rajitam, another Krishna smile to meditate upon. How do you meditate on Krishna's smile? With relationship with this pastime. What happened? How, when Gopi came and complained to Yashoda Devi that Krishna has done this, done that, Krishna looked and smiled at the Gopi. That beauty of that smile, and Gopi is not complaining anymore. Because after seeing that smile, Gopi felt that if Krishna hasn't done that to me, is he not done to me something that I should get my sight back? Eyesight was going for her. She was already in serious trouble with the eyes. But when Krishna did this, she got her eyesight back and she started feeling great after that. So, so that is one thing. So, any amount of complaints Gopis had to make against Krishna, when they when the Gopi comes, Yashoda will ask them what has happened. So Gopis will say to her the truth. Every time Gopis will tell the truth to her. So then they will realize that the mistake Gopis have committed, and they all will laugh together. All of them will laugh together. So Gopi will look at Krishna's face. And that time, and Krishna stands there, I didn't do anything. I completely unaffected by that. So, Bhagavatam is saying that hasam, that smile of Krishna, that any distress in life, if you remember that smile of Krishna at that time, will go away from heart, from inside. You will not get affected by the distress of this world. That's what Bhagavatam is saying to us. It is only for that purpose all these verses are written. Vilumangalam's Karnamrutam is so famous because of this.
every devotee studies Vilumangalam's verses seriously. For this reason only, that it is simple and it is directly bringing the Vrindavanam into the heart. The most appropriate way. That, that Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavanam, that is what specifically mentioning there, Sandam Vaisikaishore Vrityanugraha Kadaram. And when in the material life, material existence, when we have all kinds of problems and disturbances and distress coming, and those waves are coming like an ocean in our life, at that time take to the shelter of Vrindavanam and these childhood pastimes of Krishna. And who try to see Krishna in this way, what is spoken there in the Bhagavadam and in the Karnamadam, he will not feel the necessity to look for something else in this world. Something else in this world. That is why you see that at the end of that verses, how Kapila Maharshi closes that. Look at the verse 38. Dehopi. Those two verses, 37 and 38. Simply by going through this process, Kapilam. Kapilam's beauty is that Kapila Maharshi taught in such a way, easiest process for bhakti, executing bhakti. And in bhakti process again, one who can follow this rigidly, he have a higher chance of success. And that success is equal, he says, what will happen to that person? That's 37 and 38. If you look at the verses, Devam Deham Jatam Na Charamam Sthitam Uthitam Va Siddho Vibhashyate Yato Dhyagamal Swarupam Devadavedamuda Devavashadavedam Vasoyada Parikritam Madhiramathantham Dehovi Devavashakam Khalukarma Yaval Swarambhagam Pratisamikshatamevasasu Tam Saprabanjam Adhiruda Samadhi Yogam Swapnam Punarna Bhajade Pratibuddha Vastu. That is what that is. What does it mean? It means that Dehamja tam na charamam sthiram uttidam va siddho vibhashyate yato dhyagamal swarupam. This deham, shariram or body, that it is going to drop one day. Isn't it? It's not going to stay here. Deivad abedam uda deivashad abedam vasoyada parigratam madhiramathanda. This body is called prarabdham. Here deivam means prarabdham. Prarabdhavashad, Deivavashad means Prarabdhavashad. Deivad abedamuda Deivavashad abedam. Due to the Prarabdham, this body has come. Why did a body come like this in this form? Due to Prarabdham. So, Deivad abedamuda Deivavashad abedam. That Deivam Prarabdham has given this and Prarabdham will take it off one day. When Prarabdham is finished, body will drop and go. How? Vasoyada madhikrito madhiramathanda. Just like a person who is drunk, heavily drunk, when his clothes falls off, he won't know it. Would he? You will see sometimes when people going away from the pub, sometimes their jackets will be lying on the street or the muffler or hat or blouse or whatever, that will all be lying. You won't know anything about it. And that's what that is saying there. In such a... How light-heartedly he drops the clothes and walks. Similarly, that person who has followed this Kapilam teachings, he will drop his body in that way. Deivad abedam uda deivavashad abedam. He will be able, in a such a relaxed way, he can drop the body here. Like a drunk person drops his clothes off, leaves his clothes and walks away. In from walking down from the pub, in the same way, Devadabeda, Devavashadabedam. Krishna has given this body, Deva means Prarabdham. Prarabdham has brought this body, and the body drops away, and he goes off from there. Vasoyata, Madhigrito, Vasoyata, Parigratam, Madhiramathanda. Madhiramathanda means one who is plenty gone in. We think, oh, drunk, what an example, isn't it? But it is the best example. In Upanishads also, the same example comes. And you will see in 13th chapter, in the 11th canto, Hamsa Gita also, the same two verses appears there. Vasoyada parigratam madhiramathanda. Then, in the next verse, that ദേഹോപി ദൈവവശകം ഖലു കർമ്മയാവൽ സ്വാരംഭകം പ്രതിസമീക്ഷതമേവ സാസു തം സപ്രപഞ്ചം അധിരൂഢ സമാധിയോഗം സ്വപ്നം പുനർനഭജതേ പ്രതിബുദ്ധ വസ്തു സ്വപ്നം പുനർനഭജതേ പ്രതിബുദ്ധ വസ്തു ഇസ് ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ് ഇൻ സ്ലീപ് സംടൈംസ് യു വിൽ സീ വെരി ബാഡ് ഡ്രീംസ് യു ഗെറ്റ് ദം ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ് But once you have woken up from the sleep, then you don't have to get frightened about those dreams anymore. Is it not? In the sleep, when you were in the sleep, you had seen that bad dream, extremely bad, some serious bad thing happened. And you got so frightened in the dream. But when you woke up, you don't have to be fearful about that anymore. When you woke up, you feel a big relief that it was only a dream. Isn't it? So, in other words, that bad dream has its effect. Only till you wake up. Then, once you've woken up, that's gone. The effect has gone. Similarly, suppose a very powerful, strong elephant has come to hit you in the dream, and you are looking for somehow or the other to tie that elephant down with a chain, heavy chains. But you don't need that. When you wake up, only in the dream you need the chain to tie the elephant, isn't it? So similarly, suppose you have been exposed to floods, heavy floods, you are struggling in the water, in the dream. But once you have woken up from that dream, then you don't need a boat to escape from the floods, isn't it? Similarly, he says here, it's a very important verse. And Vedantam is based on this verse. That's why the beauty of that. World doesn't exist. Tam saprabanjam. He says there. Tam saprabanjam adhirudam samadhi yogam. That world does not exist. But we have been forced to accept the world. The things that really doesn't exist, we are accepting it as reality. This world. Isn't it? And who created that feeling? The mind. Mind created it. The self is no world. As far as the Atma is concerned, the world doesn't exist. Because it's only when the mind is active, it is then that the world existing. Because it's through the mind, we experience everything in the world. So it is the reason for the existence of the world is the mind actually. Mind is the cause behind the world. If there is no mind, there is no world either. There is no world either. So that is what he is saying there. Tam saprabanjam. Tam saprabanjam adhiruda samadhi yogam swapnam punarna bhajet. Bhajade pratibuddha vastu. Pratibuddha vastu. He says here that if mind is making you feel that the world is real, what is mind doing in that process? It's covering Krishna who is inside. Is it not? Not allowing you to experience Krishna inside, instead making you feel the world is real, world is real, world is real all the time. So that is what he is saying here. That experience of Krishna being covered by the mind in the form of world, by accepting mind, what mind has done is, mind accepted the world as real and covered that and brought that understanding inside, and it's covering Krishna with that. With our understanding, isn't it? But here, Kapilavasudeva says to us here, Kapilavasudeva says here, that in such a light-hearted way, in the childhood, what Krishna has done about that, that we will also be able to say what happened to the gopis. What happened to the gopis? Gopis said later that for us the world doesn't exist anymore. Gopi says here, Kadandam Vismaramahe. If you look into the 10th canto, you will see Gopi's statement about that. In the Gopiya Gitam, Gopi states, then it is there, in that around there, that Kadandam Vismaramahe. Vismartun Naiva Shaknuma. We can't forget Krishna anymore. And for us, nothing else exists in this world except Krishna. That means the world is gone from them. So it is possible to bring that. Gopis are the example for that. We'll have to look where that is in the somewhere in that verses. Kathandam vismaramahe.
we can't forget anymore. Krishna says, let's have a look. That Gopi's words, this is. Gopis are saying that we cannot forget Krishna anymore. We have forgotten the world. That's what has happened to them. They've forgotten the world because Krishna's gone in. And this is what Kapila Maharshi is telling us. Gopi succeeded in doing that. Look at that. So, not to that Krishna's remembrance of Krishna's entering into the heart of the gopis. The result was that, particularly these childhood pastimes, Balalila, how it entered into the gopis' heart and it took away the world from there. World didn't exist for the gopis anymore. After that, after this relationship with Krishna. And that is what Kabilam is also teaching us. Sandam Vaisi Gaishore Brithya Anugraha Kadaram. Sandam Vaisi Gaishore, that Kaishore Bhavam, that time in Vrindavanam, what Krishna spent, that pastimes particularly has the, because those pastimes were shown to us only for this reason, to help the devotee to remember Krishna. The best possible way. Sandam Vayasi Gaishware Bhritya Anugraha Kadaram. For the benefit of the devotee, those pastimes were acted and shown there. So not to forget that childhood pastimes, like the way all through Karnamrtam spoken. That is why I was saying Karnamrtam, every single verse. It's easy to read, it's easy to remember, and these pastimes. And there's only 300 verses. The whole of Bhagavatam's essence of that Kishora pastimes is in the Karnamrtam. Verse after verse, you will see there that we do so many things, isn't it? We make like audio tapes, video tapes, cassettes, and so many other things, so that we don't forget it. But gopis kept everything inside. They didn't store it in the web or in the gopis stored everything inside. That their hard drive was their own heart. That's where they stored. So Kapila Vasudeva says here to Devahuti Devi that that is how gopis have acted. That and then talking about, basically that is the main message in the Kabilam. Kabilam is a lot more than that, but none of them else is more important than this, in the Kapila Maharshi's instructions there. So, Swarupadhyanam means remembering Krishna. Keshadipadam Padadikesham, that means from hair to the feet, and from the feet back towards the head. So, and once we have practiced that, it will develop in such a way that all other distress in life will go. And that is what one has to pray to Krishna while studying Kabilam. When we read these verses in the Kapila Maharshi's teachings, that's the most important part. You will see number of incidents there. If you look into the Karnamrtam, second canto, two verses, just example, 26 and 49, if you look. You will see there. Godhulidu sarida komala gopavesham. How gopis were remembering Krishna. Gopala balaka shadai anugamyamanam sayandanam pratigraham pashubandhanartham gachandam achyudashisham pranadosmi nityam. Vilamangalam saying there, it is one of them, 26 or 49, one of them. Godhulidu sarida komala gopavesham. Gopala balaka shadaira nugamyamanam sayandanam pratigraham pashubandhanartham gachandam achyudashishum pranadosmi nityam. Vilamangalam is saying, evening Krishna is coming home tending the cows and the calves with other cowherd boys. By now the whole body is dirty with the dust and playing in the forest whole day. Godhulidu sarida komala gopavesham. that all the cowherd boys' bodies are also completely in dust in the body, because the roots are all dusty and they're walking through the dust, and particularly the dust that's coming from the cows and the calves, because when they walk through the root, a lot of dust will be thrown out. All of them falls on their body, on the cow, Krishna and the cowherd boys. So, go dhuli dhu sarida komala gopa vesham. Krishna's beautiful body and the cowherd boys, gopa alabala shadai anugam yamanam, accompanied with all the cowherd boys, is returning. Sayandanam pradigriham pashubhandanartham, and Krishna has to come home with all these cows, and then he has to sayandanam pradigriham pashubhandanartham. He has to put them all into the, according to the correct location, they have to go in the goshala. They have to put them into the goshala, into the right place, and tie them there. That is also their responsibility. Gachandam achudashishum pranadosmi nityam. That achudashishu, Krishna, who is going like this, Vilumangalam says, I stand here and pay my obeisances to him. Vilumangalam, so different scenes, he is explaining what he is seeing in Vrindavanam. Godulidu sarida komala gobavesham. Gopala balagashadai anugamyamanam sayandanam pratigriham pashubhandanartham gachandam achudashishum pranadosmi nityam. Every single day, Vilumangalam says, I pay my obeisances to Krishna in this way. In other words, godulidu sarida komala kundalagram govardhano dharana keli krita prayasam gobijanam kuja kunguma mudridangam govindam induvadanam sharanam vrajema. Another aspect of Krishna. Godurdu sarida komala kundalagram. That this dust from the feet of the cows has gone and dusted everywhere on Krishna's beautiful hair. And he is finding it difficult, but Govardhano dharana keli krita prayasam. There was no difficulty in lifting the whole Govardhana hill with that little hand. Vilumangalam says. With that little hand, he is struggling to manage these cows, but he had no difficulty in lifting the whole Govardhana hill with that. Gopi janam kuja kunguma mudridangam. That when embracing and playing with the gopis, will take Krishna sometimes and hug him very strongly. At that time, the kungumam from gopi's body will come onto Krishna's body. Gopi janam kuja kunguma mudridangam. And Krishna's beauty look more beautiful at that time. Govinda Indu Vadanam Sharanam Rajema. I take shelter of that beautiful form of Krishna, says Vilumangalam. Like this, many, many verses in the Bhagavadam, in the Krishna Kathamrtam, every single verse is to remember us about Krishna's childhood in Vrindavanam. So, the only thing is to ask Krishna to give us that remembrance of these verses and give us that memory of Krishna. That is all Kapila Maharshi is asking us. Kapila Maharshi is asking us. Now we'll go into the next two chapters there in the Kabilam. Kabilam's next two chapters. We have finished the 28th and the 29th and 30th. What is the difference between 27, 28 we have seen. 25, 26, 27, 28. Four chapters finished. 28. Now, while this whole thing is about bhakti, is it not? Is bhakti. Now, bhakti has been spoken. In this chapter, Devahuti Devi had a question about bhakti. What was that question? Question was that, has bhakti got different types of bhakti? Does that exist? Does different types of bhakti exist? And what is the best form of bhakti? This question came up. Sridharajari Swamiji, what does he say? Egavana trimshake bhakti yogastu bahudham uchyate kalasya bhalam khora samsrutiksha viraktaye. He says bhakti has got different types, variations, based on what? Modes of nature. Satyam, rajasam, tamasam. And above all these three modes, bhakti in modes of nature, and there is one bhakti which is above the modes of nature, which is called nirgunam. Bhakti above the modes of nature. All that this thing is spoken in this 29th chapter. Shri Devahudhiruvacha Lakshanam Mahadadinam Prakrite Purushasya Ja Swarupam Lakshadeyamisham Yenadal Paramarthikam Yatha Sangheshu Kathitam Yanmulam Tal Prapakshate Bhakti Yogasya Me Margam Bruhi Vistarasha Prabho Virago Yena Purusho Bhagavan Sarvato Bhavel Ajakshu Jiva Logasya Vividhamam Samsrati
കാലശേശ്വര രൂപസ്യ പരേഷാംജുപരസ്യതേ സ്വരൂപം പദകുർവന്തി യദ്ധേതോ കുശലം ജനാഃ ലോകസ്യ മിഥ്യാഭിമതേതര മതേര ചക്ഷുഷാശ്ചിരം പ്രസുപ്തസ്യ തമസ്യനാശ്രയേ ശ്രാന്തസ്യ കർമ്മസ്വന വിദ്ധയാദിയ ത്വം അവിരാസി കില യോഗഭാസ്കര ശ്രീ മൈത്രേയ ഉവാച ഇതി മാതൃവചക്ഷ്ലേഷണം പ്രതി നന്ദ്യ മഹാമുനി ആഭാഷേ കുരു ശ്രേഷ്ഠ പ്രീതസ്താം കരുണാർദ്ധിത ശ്രീഭഗവാൻ ഉവാച ഭക്തിയോഗോ ബഹുവിധോ ഭാർഗേർഭാമിനി ഭാവ്യതേ സ്വഭാവഗുണമാർഗേണ പുംസാം ഭാവോ വിഭിദ്യതേ അഭിസന്ധായോ ഹിംസാം ദംഭം മാത്സര്യമേവ വ സംരംഭീ ഭിന്ന ദൃക്ഭാവം ഐകുര്യാൽ സതാമസ വിഷയാനഭിസന്ധായ യശമൈശ്വര്യമേവ വ അർച്ചാദാവർച്ചയേദ്യോ മാം പൃഥക്ഭാവസ്സ രാജസ കർമ്മനിർഹാരം ഉദ്ദിശ്യ പരസ്മിൻ വാ തദർപ്പണം ദേഷ്ടവ്യമിതി വാ പൃഥക്ഭാവസ്സ സാത്വിക മൽഗുണശ്രുതി മാത്രേണമായി സർവഗുഹാശയേ മനോഗതിരവിഛിന്നം യഥാ ഗംഗാംബുസാംഭുധൗ ലക്ഷണം ഭക്തിയോഗസ്യ നിർഗുണസ്യ ഉദാഹൃതം അഹൈദുഃഖ്യവഹിതായ ഭക്തിപുരുഷോത്തമേ യാ ഭക്തിപുരുഷോത്തമേ സാലോക്യ സാക്ഷി സാമീപ്യം സാരൂപ്യയത്വമപ്യുത ദീയമാനം ന ഗൃഹണം ദീവിനാ മത്സേവനം ജന സ ഏവ ഭക്തിയോഗാഖ്യം ആത്യന്തികമുദാഹൃത യേനാ ത്രിവ്രജ ത്രിഗുണം മൽഭാവായോപപദ്യതേ നിഷേവിതാനാനിമിത്തേന സ്വധർമ്മേണ മഹീയസ ക്രിയായോഗേന ശസ്തേന നാദിഹിംസ്രേണ നിത്യശ മദ്ധിഷ്ണ ദർശന സ്പർശ പൂജാസ്തുത്യഭിവന്ദനൈ ഭൂതേഷു മൽഭാവനയാ സത്വേന അസംഗമേന ച മഹതാം ബഹുമാനേന ദീനാനാമനുകമ്പയ മൈത്രയാചൈവാത്മതുല്യേഷു യമേന നിയമേന ച ആധ്യാത്മിക അനുശ്രവണാം നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനാച്ചമേ ആജവേനാര്യസംഗേന നിരഹം ക്രിയയാ തഥാ മദ്ധർമ്മോ ഗുണൈരേതേ പരിസംശുദ്ധമാശയ പുരുഷസഞ്ജസാഭ്യേതി ശതമാത്രഗുണം ഹിമാം യഥാ വാതരതോ ഘ്രാണമാവും തേ ഗന്ധമാശയാൽ ഏവം യോഗരതം ചെയ്ത ആത്മാനമവികാരിയൽ അമഹം സർവേഷു ഭൂതേഷു ഭൂതാത്മാവസ്ഥിത സദാ അവജ്ഞായമാമർത്യ കുരുതേ അർച്ചാ വിഡംബനം വ്യോമാം സർവേഷു ഭൂതേഷു സന്തമാത്മാനമീശ്വരം ഹിത്വാർച്ചാം ഭജതേ മൗഢ്യാൽ ഭസ്മന്യേവ ജുഹോതി സാ ദുഷതപരകായേ മാം മാനിനോ ഭിന്നദർശിന ഭൂതേഷു ബദ്ധവൈരസ്യ നമന ശാന്തിമൃച്ഛതി അഹമുച്ചാവതിർദ്രവ്യേ ക്രിയയോൽപ്പന്നയാനഖേ നൈവ ദുഷ്യർച്ചിതോച്ചായം ഭൂതഗ്രാമാവമാനിനാം അർച്ചാദാവർച്ചയത്തേവ ഈശ്വരം മാംസകർമ്മങ്ങൾ യാവന്ന വേദസ്സുഹൃതി സർവഭൂതേഷു അവസ്ഥിതം ആത്മനശ്ചപരസ്യാഭി യകരോത്യന്തരോദരം തസ്യ ഭിന്നദൃശോ മൃത്യുർ വിധധേമയമുൽപണം അഥവാം സർവേഷു സർവഭൂതേഷു ഭൂതാത്മാനം കൃതാലയം അർഹയേ ധനമാനാഭ്യാം മൈത്രയാഭിന്യേന ചക്ഷുഷാ ജീവാ ശ്രേഷ്ഠാഹ്യ ജീവാനാം തദപ്രാണഭൃതശുഭേ തതസ്സചിത്താ പ്രവരത സതശ്ചേന്ദ്രിയവൃത്തയാ തത്രാപി സ്പർശവേദിഭ്യ പ്രവരാരസവേദിന തേഭ്യോ ഗന്ധവിധ ശ്രേഷ്ഠ ശബ്ദവിദോ വര രൂപവേദേവിധസ്തത്ര തതശ്ചോഭയദോ ദദാ തേഷാം ബഹുപദ ശ്രേഷ്ഠ ചതുഷ്പാദസ്തോ ദ്വിപാൽ തതോ വർണ്ണാശ്ച ചത്വാര സ്തേഷാം ബ്രാഹ്മണ ഉത്തമ ബ്രാഹ്മണേഷു വിവേദജ്ഞോ അർത്ഥോഭിജ്ഞോഭ്യധികസ്തഥാ അർത്ഥജ്ഞാൽ സംശയച്ചേതോ തദശ്രയാൻ സുകർമ്മകൾ മുക്തസംഗസ്തോ ഭൂയാൻ അധോക്താധർമ്മമാത്മന തസ്മാർപ്പിതാശേഷക്രിയാർത്ഥാത്മാ നിരന്തര മയ്യർപ്പിതാത്മനപ്പുംസോ മൈസന്യസ്തകർമ്മണ ന പശ്യാമി വരം ഭൂതം അകർത്തു സമദർശനാൽ മനസൈതാനി ഭൂതാനി പ്രണമേൽ ബഹുമാനയൻ ഈശ്വരോ ജീവകലയാ പ്രവിഷ്ടോ ഭഗവാനിതി ഭക്തിയോഗശ്ച യോഗശ്ച മയാ മാനവിധീരിത യയോരേകതരേണൈവ പുരുഷപുരുഷം വ്രജേൽ ഏതൽ ഭഗവതോ രൂപം ബ്രഹ്മണ പരമാത്മന പരം പ്രധാനം പുരുഷം ദൈവം കർമ്മ വിജയേഷ്ഠിതം രൂപവേദാസ്പദം ദിവ്യം കാലമിത്യഭിധീയതേ ഭൂതാനാം മഹദാദീനാം യഥോ ഭിന്നദൃശാം ഭയം ഭയാന്ത പ്രവിശ്യ ഭൂതാനി ഭൂതൈരത്യഖിലാശ്രയ സ വിഷ്ണുവാഖ്യാദിയജ്ഞോസൌ കാലാകലയതാം പ്രഭു ന ചാസ്യ കശ്ചിദ്ദൈതോ നദ്വേഷോ ന ചാന്ധവ ആവിശത്യ പ്രമത്വസോ പ്രമത്തം ജനമന്തകൃൽ യൽഭയാദ്വാദിവാദോയം സൂര്യസ്തപതി യൽഭയാൽ യൽഭയാൽ വർഷദേ ദൈവോ ഗണഭഗണോപാധി യൽഭയാൽ യദ്വനസ്പതയോ ഭീതാലതാശൌഷധിഭിഃ സഹ സ്വേ സ്വേ കാലേഭി ഗൃഹന്തി പുഷ്പാണി ച ഫലാനി ച സ്രവന്തി സരിതോ ഭീത ഉത്സർപ്പത്യുദ്ധരി സർപ്പത്യുദ്ധരിയഥാ അഗ്നിരിന്ധേ സഗിരിഭിർ പൂർണ്ണ മജ്ജതിയാൽഭയാൽ നവോ ദദാദിശു സദാം പദമ്യ നിയമാദദ ലോകം സ്വദേഹം തനുതേ മഹാൻ സപ്തഭിരാവൃതം ഗുണാഭിമാനിയോ ദേവാ സർഗാദിഷു സയൽഭയാൽ വർത്തന്തേനീകം യേഷാം വശവേദചരാചരം സോ അനന്തോ അന്ധക്കരക്കാലോ അനാദിരാദികൃതവ്യയം ജനം ജനേന ജനയൻ മാരയൻ മൃത്യുനാന്തകം ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ധേ കാപിലേയോപാഖ്യാനേ ഏകോനന്ദനിഷത്തോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ At this stage, Devahuti Devi asked a question to Kapila Maharshi. After hearing about the various forms of bhakti, we'll discuss that after next chapter. After various forms of bhakti was spoken, and at that time Devahuti Devi asked a question, one who does not take to this process, what will happen to him? Mm-hmm.
And that's the next chapter. It's not very pleasant to read that chapter. It's frightening.
Shri Trishtram Shedu Kayaganda Di Lalana Kula Jedasam Kaminam Tamasi Pabad Adhogadirudiriyate.
Householders' problems. Household. It's all about householders' life. In this world, where he gets into trouble, where householders' trouble starts.
Shri Kavilavaja Tasaida Sajano Nunam Nayam Vedoru Vikramam Kalyamano Bibelino Vayo Vivakanavali Tiam Yamartobada Te Dukena Sukahetaway Tam Tam Dunodi Bhagavan Puman Shojadi Elkrade Yet Druasya the Ekasya Sanubandasya Durumadi Truani Mane De Mohal Grahatra Vasunicha Jandurvai Bhavayadasmin Yayam Yoni Mani Vrajel Tasya Tasyam Salabade Nurvurim Navirajade Narakastobi deham vai Navumam Tektumichadi Narakyam Nurvurdosatyam Devamaya Vimohida Altmajaya Sudagaram Pashudrana Bendushu Nirudham Olehdayam Altmanam Bahumanyade Sandahyamana Sarvangam Eshamuduhana Adhinam Karyotya Viridam Mudo Duridani Durashaya Akshiptalpendriya Srinam Asadinam Shamaya Ahorizayala Beshishunam Kalabhashinam Griheshu Kudasarmeshu Dukadandreshu Dandriga Kurvadvanda Pratigaram Sakhavan Menede Grihi Arthaya Vadidir Guruvyam Himsaya Dastadaschadan Pushnadi Esham Poshena Sheshabukhyatya Daswayam Vartayam Lipyamanayam Arabdhayam Punapuna Lopabibudo Nisatum Parate Kurude Spriham Kudum Bharanagal Pumanda Bagyo Urdo Dhyama Shriya Vihina Kribano Dhyaya Nishusadi Mothadi Evam Subharanagal Pum Talkalatra Destada Nadriyande Dhavurvam Kina Shami Vagojaram Tatra Apajada Rueda Bhimanusayam Bhadei Jarayo Bhatta Vairupyo Maranabhim Ghogrihe Asteva Matyo Banyastam Grihavaram Ivaharan Amaya Vyapraditagni Alpahar Olpajeshtida Vayinu Ulkramadotharam Kavasamruddhanadiga Kasa Shwasakradayasam Kandhir Ghuraghuraayade Shayana Parishojad Bhi Parivida Subhandu Bhi Vachyavano Vinabrude Kalapashvasham Gada Evam Kudumbu Karane Vyabrad Alpma Ajidindriya Mriyade Rudadam Swanam Uru Vedana Astathi Yamadudu Autada Prato Bhima Usambrasarabase Ekshano Sadrishtu Astrastakudaya Shagaran Motram Vimunjadi Yadana Dehamavutya Pasher Badhuagale Belal Naido Durkamadhuanam Dandhyam Rajabhatayata Tayo Nurbhinna Kudaya Sarjaya Jadave Padu Padishubhiramachyamanam Arthoham Samanismaran Chutrut Bari Dorkadavana Lani Standapimana Padidapta Valuke Krishna Prashte Kushayajatadi De Tadi Vestaratya Shakto Virashramodage Tatra Tatra Padancham Padanshando Murchida Panirutida Pathava Biyasani Das Tamasaya Masadanam Yojana Nam Sahasani Navadim Janavana Chaduna Tribirmu Murtir Dwabhyamva Nida Prapno Diyadana Adipanam Sugatranam Vestaitul Mugadibi Altma Mam Sadanam Kobi Sukratam Paragobiva Jivan Rasha Jivaschandra Tascha Jivaschandra Bhudharam Shrugdhreya Masadhani Sarpavrushiram Shadya Dashadbhishchalpa Vaishasam Krandanam Javayamisho Gajadibhyo Bidabhanam Padanam Girishange Bhyorodhanam Jambugartayo Yastamisrantamitamisram Ravravadhyashayadana Bhungte Narovan Ariva Mitasangena Murmida Atrayonaragasurgam Idimada Projakshade Ya Yadana Vai Narakyasta Ha Upalakshidaha Evam Kudambam Vibhranam Udarambaram Evava Visraje Hovayam Pretya Bhungte Dalbhanam Idrisham Ega Prabhadhyade Dhvandam Hitvedam Sokaleberam Kushaledarabhatheyo Bhutadroheena Yalbhrudham Devena Asadidam Tasya Shamalam Nireye Puman Bhungte Kudumba Moshasya Kritamittam Ivadura Kevalena Hyadharmena Kudumba Varanolsuga Yadi Jeeva Ondhada Misram Charamam Tamasapadam Adastanara Logasya Avadirya Ananadaya Krama-krama-shasama-nukramya Puneratra-vraje-shuchi Shrimal-bhagavade-mahapurane Parmaham-syam-samhidayam-pradiyaskande Kabilayo-bhakhyane Karma-vibhago-nama Trumshatamo-dhyaya-sarvatra-govinda-nama-sangeertanam Govinda-govinda
So, that chapter is called in the Shastram as Karma-vibhagam. Karma-vibhagam it is called. The very word itself is what can karma create problems? What karma vibhagam? What karma will do to us at the end? That's what that chapter, we'll come to that. So, Kapila Vasudev is talking to Devahuti Devi, to his mother, that in the beginning we mentioned this, that there are very various processes, Kapila Vasudev says. There are various processes. And mainly four processes he has spoken. In Kapilam, in the teachings of Lord Kapila, which is called Kapilam,
Kabalam, there are four processes spoken mainly. Bhakti, Sanghyam, Jnanam, Ashtangam. These are the four processes. Bhakti, Sanghyam, Jnanam, Ashtangam. Don't think that they are all completely independent of each other. They are all dependent on each other. One who is practicing Jnanamargam, he is dependent on Sanghyam and Bhakti to a large extent. Similarly, in Bhakti Margam, Jnanam will come in. And Sanghyam will come in as well. Ashtangam will have Jnanam in there. And also Bhakti also to some degree. But main yoga process, the name, when you say that somebody is following Ashtangam, it means that that is his main yoga process he has chosen. But other yoga process also is assisting him in his pursuit. So, but classifying here, four processes, Kabala Maharshi has spoken to Devahuti Devi. Bhakti, Sanghyam, Jnanam and Ashtangam. Four processes. All four of them are perfect on its own way. They are perfect. And if you take any one of those processes, you can escape from here. From this, liberation is possible through any one of them. So Sanghyam, Jnanam, Karmam. But, but here, when Kabala Maharshi spoke, he has spoken everything in such a way, but giving importance to bhakti. Giving importance to bhakti he has spoken here. But you have to remember, all four of them are perfect on in their own. They are perfect. But, and he told the mother, Devahuti Devi, my mother, whatever you like it, you can choose from this, out of this four. And when Kabala Maharshi said this to her, Devahuti is saying to her something. What is interesting? You can look at the verse, 29th chapter, second verse. She says, I am a woman, and if I have to do all this Ashtanga Yoga and everything, at this age, that too in life. in the 29th, what she said, second. Yatha Sangheshu Katidam, Kabala Maharshi is known for Sanghyam. He says, Yatha Sangheshu Katidam, 29.2 it is. Yen Moolam Thal Prabhakshade Bhakti Yogasya Me Margam Bruhi Vistarasha Prabho. Kabala says to Devahuti says to Kabala Maharshi that Bhakti Yogam, if you can explain it a little bit in detail, it will be nice. I am a woman, says Devahuti, and I have my own limitations in this body. Ashtanga Yogam difficult. Jnana Margam also difficult. Sanghyam more difficult. The only choice I've got is this bhakti. If I can take to that, if you can explain that to me a little bit more in detail, that'll be very nice. Says. So when she asked that, then Ashtangam, Sanghyam, all these things, she says here, I'm a woman. I can't sit doing all these things, holding my breath, and also I have to stand upside down, isn't it? Shirshasanam. In the asanam, all these things comes. All that is difficult for me, she says. But bhakti yogam, that means chanting the holy name, hearing about Krishna, that is basically bhakti yoga means, isn't it? But there is nothing much to learn in bhakti. Simply make available for chanting the holy name, and to hear about Krishna as much as possible. And I like to hear about that in detail, how this bhakti yogam has to be. And those who are not engaged in bhakti process, doesn't want to do anything, any spiritual path, they don't want to go, don't want to serve Krishna, what kind of life will that be? What kind of distress will come to them? All these questions Devahuti raised. She wanted to hear that. In other words, she is acknowledging that if you serve Krishna, there is benefit. Benefit means that distress won't affect you. Distress won't affect you. But from that, she also understood that if you don't serve Krishna, there will be problems in life. There will be problems in life. So if you understand it that way, it will give you some motivation to serve Krishna. That if I don't serve Krishna, I will have problems in life. If I understand that way, then it will motivate me to serve Krishna. That is why it's spoken. So, and the factor that decides this whole thing is time. Time is the factor, isn't it?
by the time in our life we get to know about bhakti and practicing bhakti yogam and all, time is running out in all this time, isn't it? So I would like to hear about this time also, how that will affect. So Kapila Maharshi, first thing what he spoke about this bhakti yogam. And in bhakti, Kapila Maharshi said there is nothing much to know as such. There's nothing much to know in bhakti. That you have to practice it. What bhakti means, understand it and practice it. And there's nothing much to know. Practically what it is that you should be prepared to serve Krishna. You should be free to serve Krishna. And that's all you have to understand in bhakti. That serving means to surrender to Krishna. That's what it means. Serving means you're able to surrender to Krishna. So, one Mahatma said that what does bhakti means? Bhakti means experiencing Krishna all the time inside, isn't it? Knowledge means, like sugar, for example, how sugar was created and where was it created, what's the purpose of the sugar and how to manufacture sugar. If you understand all these things, that's knowledge. But if you sit down and simply enjoy the sugar, say you went and bought a kilo of sugar and brought it and kept in front of you, keep on eating that sugar, you're enjoying, that's bhakti. Bhakti is that's all. Just enjoying that sugar, isn't it? So practically what bhakti means is experiencing Krishna. And so there is not a lot to know about bhakti. It's not a lot to know about bhakti. But since you have asked me, Kapila Vasudeva says to Devahuti Devi, since you have asked me, that I will tell you the different kinds of bhakti. Different kinds of bhakti, I'll tell you what exist, he said. And this bhakti, normally, uttamam, madhyamam, pragradam. Three levels, bhakti exist. That means, first class, second and third, isn't it? Uttamam, madhyamam, pragradam. Uttamadhyari, madhyamadhyari, pragradam. Kanishtadhyari, we say that, isn't it? Kanishtadhyari, madhyamadhyari, uttamadhyari, we say. So, these three things is good to know because not for testing on others. That's the first thing the Kapila Maharshi says to Devahuti. As soon as you understood this, uttamam, pragradam, madhyamam, you go and check everybody, like with a thermometer, you're checking the temperature. Is he uttamam or pragradam? Is he uttamam or pragradam? That's not the idea behind it. He says there that suppose somebody else is worshipping Krishna, not to go and find out what level he is at. That's not good. So, or to understand where he is, that's what he's saying there. If you look into that 29th chapter, 8th verse, he says, Abhi, 8th verse, Abhi sandayayo himsam dambham malsaryam evava samrambi bhinnadrik bhavam mai kuryal sa tamasa. The three modes of nature, how it affects the bhakti. He says there that somebody is worshipping Krishna intensely. For what purpose? He has got some enemies. And he's saying to Krishna that all those enemies should be destroyed. They should disappear, die or get killed or something like that. So that means if you are worshipping Krishna with intention that you want to eliminate all your enemies in this world, but you are being serious about your bhakti. So the purpose is not for his own spiritual advancement, but getting somebody else destroyed. Somebody else destroyed. There are all types of devotees in this world. Don't think everybody is pure devotee here in this world. Pure devotee, hardly anyone. It's all either in the Rajasa Tamasam category, isn't it? So he says that is Tamasa Bhakti. That is Tamasa Bhakti, the lowest bhakti. And next one, you'll see, Vishayan Abhisandhaya Yasham Aishwaryam Evava Archavad Archayedhyamam Pradak Bhavasa Rajasa. So 8, 9 and 10 is Tamasa Rajasa Satyam. 8, 9, 10 verses. So, second category, the lowest one is this one, who wants to destroy the enemies and go to Krishna for that. He's also a devotee, huh? You should not forget that. He's a devotee. Only thing is his goal is not right. But he's a devotee. He's going to Krishna for help.
The second one is a Rajasic type. What's a Rajasam? This man is particularly not bothered about others, but he wants to be on the top of the world. That's the only problem. That means he wants a lot of money, name and fame in this world, recognition in this world, lot of disciples, everybody should know that I'm here, and to get recognition from the world. That's all he's after. Recognition in the world, fame, name and wealth. If all these things, all his shraddha is there in these things, if it is like that, that is Rajasam. That is Rajasic Bhakti. Rajasic Bhakti. You can look at our spiritual world these days here, in this world, and make your own judgment about it. What is Satya Rajasam, Tamasam? You can see all that everywhere, these things happening. Then, so, wherever there is desire for name and fame, wealth and recognition, and that is where he is bothered about. Not about self-realization. He is interested in all these things, and that bhakti is Rajasam. It's Rajasam. Then after that, Krishna is saying there that somebody who has come to the third one. Karma nirhara muddishya parasminvata darpanam yajye dashtavyam idi pradabhavasa sattvikam. Sattvika bhakti. What is that? Sattvika bhakti. This person is experiencing terrible distress in this life, in this world. But because of knowledge, he accepting that I don't want any more this material miseries. I don't want to live in this material conditions and I want to get liberated. That means with liberation as the goal, if he is worshipping Krishna, that bhakti is sattvikam, So the three very clear differences between the three, sattvika, rajasa, tamasam, isn't it? And then in the next one, after that, the highest of all is that malguna shuddhi matrena mai sarva guha ashaye manogadi avichinna yadha gangambu sombhudo lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hudahridam ahaidukya vyavahidam ya bhakti purushottame. That is that stage. That nishkama bhakti, no desires. That means he does not want to suffer a lot in this world. But at the same time, the highest form is that he has no particularly any desires inside. Particularly any desire. Even to the extent that he is not bothered about liberation. Because in bhakti process he is enjoying it to such an extent, executing bhakti, that he has come to say that he is not even bothered whether conditions should change for himself in this world. And whether good or bad, he has taken it as his goal in life, simply to please Krishna at any cost. That's what he mentions there. Malguna shuddhi matrena mai sarva guhashaye manogadi avichinna yada gangambu sambhudo. That as soon as he hear about Krishna, he gets affected by that. The happiness in serving Krishna. When he hears about Krishna, tears comes from his eyes. Not that he wants anything from Krishna, but not for the sake of getting liberated. Even that is not in his plans. So they give this example that a mother who lives in a village, her son is very far away, thousands of miles away, he is living there. And he has gone there on some work or business or something, and he's not going to come back for many years. He's not going to come back. Mother is anxious to see the son, and by chance, somebody who is working with the son had come to the same village, who gone from this village, he had come back. So, mother, at that time when he had come, the mother sent a message through the son that you should go and see my mother and explain to her that I am comfortable, living well, and everything is going okay. So this visitor came to tell the mother. This is on the olden days. Nowadays, I'm sure both the mother and the son has the mobile. They must be calling
either FaceTime or Skyping or whatever, something must be going on. These things don't... You see what modern things have done? It has taken away that finer things in life, isn't it? That everyone is becoming individual. Anyway, that you know. So he comes here and reports to this his mother that he is doing very well with his job, his work, whatever he is doing. And mother is asking, is he healthy everywhere? He's keeping healthy because mother's concern is that. Other things she is not bothered. As long as he is remaining healthy without any illness and all that. So she is not expecting anything from him, but just being happy to know that the son is okay. That's all she wanted. So this kind of attachment, that without expectation anything from the son, but simply feeling an attachment for that, love for that son. This is an example in the material life. But only thing is, this has to happen with Krishna. Only then it is good. But if it happens with our own son, that's gone. then it's not going to help very much. That will become attachment and eventually it will become more misery also later. So, so that when it happens in this way, like the mother felt for the son, what do we have to do for that, in order that to happen with Krishna? That continuously hearing about glories of Krishna, Krishna's glories, and understand that, and the love will develop within the heart, and that will become free from desires. Not that we want anything from Krishna, but somehow or the other getting attracted to Krishna and serving him. Whether Krishna is responding to it or not is not an issue. That's not important. And it's not necessary also. And that is that bhakti what is being spoken there. That nirgunasya hudahridam ahayukyavyavahidam ya bhakti purushottame. So therefore, bhakti in this way, they classified bhakti. And then Krishna, Kapila Maharshi mentioned that if you serve Krishna, if you engage in bhakti process, it is beneficial to us. And at the same time, if you don't engage in bhakti process, there will be problems as well. And that also Kapila Maharshi has spoken there. That is what is spoken in the next chapter. 30th chapter is all about that process. If you don't engage, serve Krishna, not threatening us, saying to us that if you do not develop bhakti in the heart, what will happen? That's what is spoken there. That so he says there, then if you don't engage in Krishna service, it's hell for the life, hell for the whole life. So, whereas if you are engaged in bhakti, even if there is distress in life, and if it is bothering us, still, there will be one benefit from that. You will learn in due course of time, when that distress comes, able to turn that distress into happiness. That means that now what is happening to all of us is that continuously experiencing distress in life. And what has happened now? Rajodigaha karma karaha dukheja sukhamaninam. In the Tridiyam it says there. The distress kept on coming in life. Afterwards, we started thinking, oh, what distress? This is all, anything happened, oh, it's also okay. Everything is okay. This stage has happened, isn't it? So, here what Krishna is saying here is, the difference is that, so, our misfortune is, because there is so much distress has come in life, we have not do not know now what sukham means. We only know what dukkha means. That is our present situation, is it not? Because there is so much dukkham has come. We never had any sukham in life. From beginning to end, suppose it's dukkham. We started misunderstanding things. We start thinking dukkham as sukham. That happens. That happens to people. When you have got a lot of distress in life, one after the other, problems, health problem, money problem, job problem, any kind of problems. These are a general problem. Family problem, children problem, parents problem, and friends problem. Everywhere problem. All around.
added to all that, your own health is a big problem. So when a life is like that, what will happen? You will think that this is happiness. This is happiness means. Because we don't know what sukham means, isn't it? Dukham becomes sukham at that time. In a wrong way, we start taking it. In a wrong way, we accept dukham as sukham. It is not sukham, it is dukham. All the way through it's dukham. But we start thinking that this dukham is the right way, the way to live in this world. And so proper sukham, we don't even know what it is. That stage will happen. It stage will come in life. That is why when it has become to that extent, you can't even turn to spiritual life. You will say, what spiritual life? That will be the answer. What spiritual life? I'm alright. Why do I need spiritual life? I'm alright. Anyway, life is going to be like this. Then it will go in some wrong direction. That is how a lot of these people who turns to alcohol, drugs and things like that, when things happen, the mind is not turning because that discrimination has gone from inside to see things properly. That is the difficulty. So here, Krishna is saying here that if you keep on, distress is coming, and keep on, you are looking for solution to that problems, what the distress has brought about, the misunderstanding will be, actual happiness, you don't even know what it means, only miseries you know. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spoke in a very nice way. Yanisha sarva bodhanam, asya jagre samyami. Asya jagradi bodhani sa nisha pashyado mune. It's the same situation. Remember that verse in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita? Yanisha sarva bodhanam, asya jagradi samyami. Asya jagradi bodhani sa nisha pashyado mune. For a person, if you look into Bhagavad Gita translation, precise translation is there. In the second chapter, what is night for the realized soul is day for the materialistic person. And what is night for the materialist person is day for the realized soul. What's the verse number?
269.
3?
269.
269. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. And the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective stage. That's that he is saying. Referring to that in a way, in a different way here. He's saying here, when yogis are sleeping, we are awake, aren't we? We are awake. And when we are awake, yogis are sleeping. Something similar to that. For us, happiness also has become dukkham. That's what has happened now. When happiness comes also, it has become a distress for us. It has become distress. Why? Because we got habituated with the distress. Suppose you get habituated with distress, and if some happiness in life comes, you won't be able to accept it as happiness. You will accept it as distress because you got habituated to that. So the problem is that we can only have distress now. Only if distress comes, everything is okay. If some happiness comes in life, you can't cope with that. You can't handle that. So just like you can see, sitting here and talking about Krishna and hearing Bhagavatam, and hearing Karnamrutam is happiness, right? But we are looking at the watch. When will this finish? This is our situation. We'll say, oh, no. This is all not practical. The inside mind is telling, all this is not practical. Too much time this is. Why we have to spend so much time discussing Bhagavatam? Why do we need so much time? 20 minutes maximum. A class, isn't it? Just the essence. What do they say? There's so many words for that, isn't it?
Synopsis
or summary. If you can just tell me in essence what is written there, that's enough. Just give me the message. You got 10 seconds, they'll say. When they ask these interview people with the television people, when they go to these politicians, say, you got 10 seconds. Can you tell me what's your
Now at the election time, they ask this all the time to the leaders, isn't it? Can you tell us in 20 seconds what will happen to the economy when if you get the become the prime minister? Similarly, they want Bhagavatam also in the same way. We've got 20 minutes, 20 seconds. Tell us what Krishna's got to say. Listen, is these journalist people, you must have seen them, how they are like. They want to come and interview. And the self-realized personalities, they'll go up to them and ask them that the way they interview is like this. They'll ask them, he hasn't got much time, the journalist, because he has to go to the next one for reporting. So he wants to know from him, that what's your realizations on that? Can you tell us in very few words what you're going to say? What's your message to the world? They will ask things like that. So similarly, here also, that our problem is this. If there is some happiness in life, and it is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can't appreciate that. We can't understand that. Why is so much in Bhagavatam? We are struggling here, sitting, cursing ourselves. So I've decided to sit here 4 hours. My weekend is gone. There is so many other nice things to do in this world. My friends, they got his birthday party going there. Or somebody's marriage is going there. Marriage is being fixed somewhere. So many places I could go to and enjoy that fantastic association I get there. And gossiping about the rest of the world. And in the association of my so-called family, I'm enjoying my life. All that gone. Sitting here. So can you tell me in few words what you've got to say? So this is our happiness. Our happiness is all that. Which one? Prasadam and gossip. Isn't it? If there's a nice feast, we'll go for the feast. This weekend, it's there on the web, you can hear it later. Why worry about it now? We go and have the prasadam now, a best feast somewhere, and we listen to the thing what's it's already recorded and put it on the web. We can see that later. So this is our problem. Problem is that we are sitting tight on these things with this understanding. It's just like taking Ayurvedic medicine. Bhagavatam is something like taking Ayurvedic medicine for most of the people. They find it very hard to digest it and to take it inside because it's so bitter. So therefore, it has become our habit. That means sukham, we are feeling it as dukham. We don't even know what sukham means, isn't it? So there is so many interesting things spoken about that. You know, in the olden days, in the buses, old days, not now anymore, now it's all too advanced. But about 30, 40 years ago even, in buses, there will be the driver and there will be a conductor who sell the tickets to you, isn't it? So, I'm talking about the Indian buses. I don't know what it was here at that time. I will tell you what was happening there. So, he had a book with loads of foils he can pull out. He'll write the ticket and pull out and give it to you. So, bus is moving and the bus is loaded with people. If it's about 30 seats, it will be about 150 people in that inside the bus. And these conductors are so experts. He will move through in between them from front to back and back to front. He has to keep going because people will get out from the bus without paying the fare and walk away. So he has to constantly go up and down through the bus. And while walking, he has to write the ticket. He has got his pencil and he has got a carbon paper underneath that. And then on top of that, he'll keep the carbon copy and he pulls the ticket off and gives it to the passenger. So in his journey up and down, he doesn't have anywhere time to hold on to. Bus is moving and all that. It has no proper shock absorbers or anything. Buses are so old and the roads are so bad and the buses will be continuously shaking and you will tend to fall. But because it's packed with people, people all around will support you. You don't have to worry about anything. So what happens is, he is writing and he is not holding anywhere. And you are holding on to all the frame everywhere, wherever you can hold on, because you know any moment you could be thrown out. He is not holding anywhere. He is writing without holding on anywhere. He has got the book in the hand and the pen on his this side. He keeps it here. Or sometimes he pulls it out and he writes it. So one day he came home and he had to write something. And he was sitting on his bench and he was writing. He couldn't write. So he tells his wife, can you make that bench shake a little bit? If you can shake it, then I can write, he says. Why? Because it's become a habit for him. If it's not shaking, he can't write. So that is our situation also, in the same way. Habit, how it makes everything very difficult, isn't it? So in the same way,
Kapila Maharshi is saying here that a stage has come that if there is no distress in life, we can't live in this world. We are thinking, what's wrong now? There is nothing happening in life, we say. So, sukham we can't experience anymore. That is a situation now. So, if you think about that, Kapila Maharshi is saying here, a person, he has taken birth, and then his childhood is finished, education is finished, and then in his best time in life, healthy body, healthy mind, everything, what is he saying at that time? He is saying that he does not know that human life has been given to us to please Krishna for that purpose, isn't it? But he is not going in that direction. Instead, what is he doing? Ahaha bahulahimsam sanchitartai kudumbam pradidinamanu pushman strijido balalali vishadihi grihasaktam yadanamaya bhakta kabila tanuriditvam devahuti negadil. This is a summary of that. Ahaha bahulahimsam sanchitartai kudumbam. His plans in life are to get married first, isn't it? Then have to have a good job, earn a lot of money, big house. These are the initial plans. After that, their desires are building up again and again. And in the Vedic literature, these things are also allowed. Not that it is rejected completely. But dharmam, artham, kamam, all those things are there. But only based on dharmam. Earning wealth based on dharmam. Not exploiting others. That's not allowed. Not exploiting others. What is he doing? Bahula himsam. Ahaha bahula himsam. Plenty of sinful activities. In exploiting, cheating, lying, and doing all sorts of things that giving trouble to anybody. But only thing is, I should be happy. My family should be happy. Sanchidartai kudumbam. Pradidinam anupushnan strijido balalali. Strijido balalali. That means he is so bound by his attachment in the family that only me and my family should be happy. Not only that, if others are unhappy, it does not bother him. It does not bother him. And others are happy, then he feels unhappy. That he is not happy. So, and that is why in such a situation, Kapila Maharshi is saying there, pradidinam anubushnan strijido balalali, but he, in his attachment to the family, he becomes so absorbed with the wife and the children. He is not able to make independent decisions on his own. All the time controlled by the wife, and she makes the decisions for him. She makes a decision for him. He is losing his capacity to make his own decisions. Because why? Ahaha bahula himsam sanchidartai kudumbam pradidinam anubushnan strijido balalali. And because the wife is pleased that if you are always with the children and looking after the children, in order to please the wife, he is willing to spend all the time for the children. Balalali. Balalali means always patting the children. And there is a way of doing all these things. That's what Kapila Maharshi is saying there. That first of all, we have to know what is our responsibility in home, isn't it? That's what he's saying here. Pratidinam anubushnan stri jido balalali vishatihi grihasaktam. Why? Because of the excessive attachment to the home. Thinking that this home life and family life is the only thing in this world. Yadanamaya bhakta. The result is that Kapila Maharshi says there, he has to suffer for that. Yadana, yadana, maya bhakta. Because he's not a devotee. He is busy with his unfortunate situation of the family life and attachment to family. Vishadihi grihasattam yadanam mai abhakta. He is not a devotee. Kapila taniriditvam devahuti negadi. Kapila Maharshi told this to Devahuti Devi. That situation is not a very nice situation. So,
Therefore, when there are children, all the time busy with looking after these children. Whole time. We come back from office, the only time is looking after children. Morning till going to office, looking after children. Nothing else. So, never thinking about what is good and bad for them either. So, if there is a situation like that, Kamala Maharshi says here that one should chant the holy name and explain these things to the children as well. But instead of going that way, what are they doing? That how his desires have not been fulfilled. And therefore, he has found it now very, very difficult. Desires have not been fulfilled. Very much attached to the life at home. So, all that many, many dreams he has built up inside, that has come to an end now because his body is not able to perform anymore. And health has gone and the strength of the mind to do something has also gone. Old age has come and whole hair has gone grey and he's sitting at home. Kamala Maharshi explains that what's happening to him. If you look at the 30th chapter, what he says there.
Evam subharana kalpam talkalatradayastatha nadriyandeyatha apurvam ki nashamivagocharam tatraapya jadanurvedo brihammana swayam bhradai jarayobata vairupyom maranabhimukho grahe astevamatyo banyastam grihabalamivaharan ആമയാവ്യ പ്രദീപ്താഗ്നി അൽപാഹാരോൽപചേഷ്ടിത വായുനോൽക്രമദോദ്ധാരം കഫസമൃദ്ധ നാടിക കാസശ്വാസകൃതായാസം കണ്ഠേ ഖുരഖുരായതേ ശയാന പരിശോചദ്ഭി പരിവീത സ്വബന്ധുഭി വാച്യമാനോഭി നബ്രൂദേ കാലപാശവതം വശം ഗതാഹ ഏവം കുടുംബവരണേ വ്യാപൃത ആത്മാ അജിതേന്ദ്രിയാഹ
All those verses are about that person's end. How he is going to leave this world, isn't it? How he is going to leave this world. Now, he can't run after happiness anymore. Sense enjoyment or that happiness, he can't run after them because health has gone. And particularly, the strength of the mind has also gone. Old age has come. Yo priya Priya Yoshidam. Earlier in the youth, you will see, in the youth they were together, husband and wife. They will eat together, they will go out together, they will do everything together. But when this age comes, what will happen? That's what Kamala Maharshi is saying to us. She says to him, don't sit next to me, don't sit here with me, then go and sit there. Why? Because while eating, everything is dripping out through from the mouth. And she does not want to see that while eating. So all these 40, 50 years were like sticking together like this. What has happened now? Where is all that love gone? It suited them at that time. Now it's gone. It's the open truth. Kamala Maharshi is saying to us, don't get stuck in this, he says. He says there that, that it's better that you stay separately from me. And didn't like it. You can't say anything. You're gone old. What can you do? Where will you go? Stuck there, isn't it? So, Strijida, that interesting thing is, Kamala Maharshi has not married even. That's the most interesting part of it. And he knows all these things, what's happening. He's saying to us. So, how did he understand this then? That, he says, are you not ashamed, he said, at this old age to live like that? He gives the example, these bulls at home, farmers in the olden days, they'll have these bulls and they'll use these bulls throughout their life to do heavy work at home. And and when they become useless, that they can't get any more work out of them, sometimes, many instances, they'll sell them. They'll sell them. And the way they sell them is, they know that they're going to be killed. Somebody will buy them who will slaughter them and eat them. So, their consolation is, I am not killing them. He is buying it, he is killing them, so I won't get any reaction.
whole life he has taken the work out of that bull, use the bull. But they sell the bull at the old age, and then if you ask them that, the bull is going to be killed and going to be slaughtered. If you say that to that man, the farmer, he says, I'm not killing them, I just sold it. But that person bought it, he's killing them, what can I do about it? So, some farmers who have a little consideration that after all he has worked for me all life, they'll keep the bull. They will allow the bull to die. Till then they are willing to keep them. But when they are that old and sick, they'll get some illnesses with their hooves and all that. Various kinds of illnesses will come. So you can't give the food to that bull in the same pot like you give it to the other bulls. So what they'll do, everything you require a special service to that particular bull. So old age has come, feeling helpless completely, illnesses come. So the doctor comes, veterinary doctor says, careful, it can be contagious, it can spread to others. So everything is offered to that bull separately. Similarly, Kavanamashi is saying to us, that is this not going to happen to you when you get old? He said that everything has to be given to you also when you get old, when you get sick with various illnesses which comes to us. At that time, others, if you are living at home, the other family members will treat you separately, everything. Food, clothing, bedding, everything else, because you have got all kinds of illnesses and they don't want that. You can have it, but they don't want it. So what they will do, they will treat you in a way that everything is provided separately for you. You may be thinking, oh, I'm giving a lot of respect, everything is given to me separately. But it is not. That's what it is saying here. So more or less we are compared at that time, at that age in life, very much similar to that bull, which is lying there totally sick. There's not a hell of a difference between that bull and our situation at that time in life. So, once it so happened that a person, he told his son, his father was lying at home, sick, very sick. So they didn't want to give him food in the plates and utensils, what was at home, which they were all having, sharing it. He told his son, go and get another one, another vessel or utensils for serving food for him and to cook food for that person, which was his father lying sick. So the granddad, the dad and the son. Dad is saying to the son to go and get this plates for the granddad. He told him to buy one nice plate for him to eat, to bring. So when he went and came back, when he went to the shop and came back, he brought two sets instead of one set. So the dad got upset with the son, told him, why did you buy two sets? Son says, I thought I'll buy one set for you as well. It works out cheaper, isn't it, for two sets? Because tomorrow you will be lying there and you will need one. So this is our state in this world. There's not a big difference. So we are thinking, oh, everything is controlled, everything is under control. What's under control? This is what's going to happen. So similarly, Krishna, Kapila Maharshi is pointing out certain open truth which we want to ignore and not understand this, that that this is what is going to happen. Kapila Maharshi is asking us, are you not ashamed to be like this in this world, completely dependent on others and thinking that that this is how... The son says to the father, don't develop unnecessary desires inside that you want this or that. So, because old age, it is like that. Old people, sometimes when they get very old and sick, they also have desires that are not gone away. They want to go out. They want somebody to take them away. Of course, in the modern society, you have created all kinds of systems to counteract that, because that's how the modern society runs, on a different ideology. But Kapila Maharshi's time was such that he says like this, that if a stage comes that even eating, while eating, somebody has to feed you. If a stage comes like that. Grihabalam Ivaharan. You look at that verse, what he says there in the 30th chapter. He says, where is the difference between a dog and you and your life? He's asking there. Between a dog and your life.
ആസ്തേവമത്യോപന്യസ്തം 15th വേഴ്സ് ആസ്തേവമത്യോപന്യസ്തം ഗൃഹപാലമിവാഹരൻ ആമയാവ്യപ്രദീപ്താഗ്നി അൽപാഹാരോ അൽപചേഷ്ടിതാഹ അൽപാഹാരം അൽപചേഷ്ടിതാഹ യൂസ്ലെസ് ഇൻ മെയിൻറ്റെയിനിങ് യുവർ സെൽഫ് ഏബിൾ ടു ബിക്കം കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി ഡിപ്പെൻഡന്റ് ഓൺ അതേഴ്സ് യു വോണ്ട് സീ എനി ഓഫ് ദീസ് അറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ് വാട്ട് യു ഹവ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്ഡ് വെൻ യു ആർ യങ് and you thought that life is going to be like this for all time, it is not. At a point in time, the very people whom with we had this attachment and shelter where you have taken, it will act in the opposite way. So, only thing is that it says there that when in the olden days they will throw away the waste food outside into a basket or something where the dogs will come and eat that. Grihabalam ivaharan. And similarly, that will become our life. If they are given food, you will have food to eat. Or till they give it to you, you have to wait. They will have their feast and they'll tell you some, they'll bring you the remnants. You can have this. So, Kapilavashi is asking to Devahuti Devi, my dear mother, where is the happiness in all this life? Where is the happiness, he is asking. That if it is like that, still never thinking about chanting the holy name. Thoughts are not coming. So, even sometimes old people, they have worked very hard, earned a lot of wealth and everything. Even when they are sick and old like this, anytime they could be gone from this body, they will be still asking their children, grown-up children, have you filed the suit against him? Have you done this? Have you done that? To that extent they are absorbed in this world. Unable to pull out of it. Still thinking that he has done this to me. I have to reply him for that. I have to give him back for that. So, in this way, this is going on. So, but chanting the holy name, serving Krishna, very difficult. It's very, very difficult. At that time, he says, oh, I'm too old now to do anything. And he also says there how miserable that life is. And after a while, you will become completely ill and you are lying in the bed to leave the body. At that time, the doctor comes. When the doctor comes, he says that be careful that you can give only this food. You can't give everything to him. And he says that at that time, by now, kurakuraide, this, what do they call it, the mucus, starts coming and blocking the throat. We are all thinking that it won't happen to us, isn't it? Comfortably sitting and thinking, oh, this all happened to others, it doesn't happen to me. It will happen to every one of us. This is how we are going to leave this world. So, kante kura kuraide, he says there, kante kura kuraide, that the vayu nol kramadotharam kapa samruddha nadiga kasa shwasa kridayasam kante kura kuraide. That kante kura kuraide is that, that so kaye sidadi kandarodhini kabhe. This is Nalpathur spiritual master mentioned this. In another verse he says there, kaye sidadi kandarodhini kabhe. At the time of death, how that mucus comes and blocks the throat and the misery, and you can lie, don't know when you will leave the body. Sometimes years together people have been had to stay like this in that miserable state, isn't it? So, and this can happen to everybody, but we won't think about it at any time. We never want to discuss this or think about it, because if you discuss that, oh, that's not, it's a personal thing, we don't discuss these such things, we say. If you don't discuss this, what will happen? This is the one we have to discuss, not Gopi's pastimes. Gopi's pastimes, we leave that. When we get there, we can see what's happening there. But right now in this world, this is what we should be discussing. What Krishna has spoken to us to take care of. That this is our situation and we are thinking if we discuss Gopi's pastimes, we will get there without all these problems. No, none of these problems will go away. Whether you discuss about Gopis or you don't discuss about Gopis, these are permanent problems in this world of Maya. Nothing will go. It will all be there. So, finally, he lies there and he is going to leave the body. He is going to leave the body. And in olden days, people knew this, that somebody is going to die. Every breath before the death, the last few breaths, it has got even names for that. It is in the Ayurvedic text you will see. Chinnan, Urdhvan. There are names given when that last one happens, the final release of the pranan from the body goes away. So those who had knowledge, olden days the Ayurvedic doctors had this knowledge. They will know at some point in time, they'll tell you, you can stop now giving medicines. While looking at the person's breathing, they will understand that it's on his way out. There's nothing you can do. So from the very breathing, they will understand that he is ready to go. He's ready to go. And at that time, they will tell us that that now you can arrange for the, prepare for the, you know, what do they say? For the, you can organize everything. In the olden days, what they will say is grass and sand. That's the Brahmana system. Brahmana system is they'll arrange grass and sand and the dead body will be kept there before they take it to the burning. Before burning, grass and sand they'll spread. Grass and sand is important for them. You can see when Parikshit came to give up the body, what was done first? Grass and sand was put there and he sat on the grass and the sand, ready to leave the body there. So once you are ready to leave the body, they spread the grass and the sand together. And so then what is happening is that everybody else is happy standing around. It's finished with it now. It's going at least. It has given so many years and months you've been looking after. And wait, inside this is the thought. Outside you are showing to everyone. Those who are visiting, oh, how sad he's going. But inside, feeling immensely happy, it's gone. The problem is finished. Problem is it's gone. This is our world. The reality is this. You can't do anything about it. We are thinking, oh, everything is fantastic. Such a loving relationship I had with my family, with my brothers, with my sisters, with my this, that and the other. And you are living in that maya. That's all. You have to see at the time of death how they all inside what's going through their head. Kapila Maharshi knows this. That's why he's saying to us very openly. So, they are ready for the send-off. They are more than in a rush to send us off from here. So they'll give you all the preparations for us, arranging the body and all the preparations, bathing the body, the clothes for the body and the ashes or sandalwood pulp or whatever that has to be put on the body. All these things, they are behind the scene organizing everything. So that as soon as you left, they can arrange for the funeral. So, but this man who is sitting there, he is in a helpless state. And he is thinking about all what happens in his youth, what he has done in this world. Big, big things what he has done here. How he has fought with so many people, how he has won over others and these things. And he is still having some enmity towards someone. And he is saying, when I get better, I'll show him what I can do. He's making such declarations in the bed. He's lying there and he's talking about all these things. So, but the time has come for him to go. Some people are, that is what he is saying there, you see, what he mentions there, in that 30th chapter, the time of departure, how the send-off, that is the most beautiful part of that. The Yamarajas, Yamadudas representatives have come. Yamadudas have come, and they are saying there, that in the 19th verse, Yamadudau tada prapto bhimau sarabase ekshano sadrishtva strastakdaya shakran mutram vimunjadi. So, that's our last journey from here, the journey home. So, that is what he is saying here, that Yamadudas are present there. And according to the sinful things what we have done here, who are these Yamadudas? Yamadudas are this. The sinful activities we have performed here, whatever that may be, that will take a form and they will come in front of us. they'll come in from, it's not that they come from another planet or anything. That's the way this whole body is structured. All our sinful activities will take a personal form in the form of personalities, and they'll appear in front of us. They don't have to come by bus or train from somewhere else. They're already there inside. Yamalogam is inside us, isn't it? So all the sinful activities we have performed, it has got a form, surubam. It has got a surubam. And in other words, that form is created by us from within. And the more the cruel the mind is inside, the form also will be so cruel. According to the mind, vasana, what you have created inside, how cruel that is, accordingly, the form of that personality outside in the Yamaduta form. So, krurada means krauryam. Krauryam means that suppose somebody, by engaging in several sinful activities, you develop a certain kind of, heaviness in the inside, isn't it? Kind of, no light-hearted, but heavy-hearted, you become cruel in many ways. Various sinful things. Like if you are cheating and lying, that becomes a habit and you won't care anymore. You'll cheat and lie anywhere you like. That nature comes. Or similarly, if you have become killing others, animals, living entities, that becomes a nature like that. All sorts of things. Cruelty means all this. Various bad qualities what we develop inside us, and that takes a personified form and comes. And in order to take the jiva from this body to the next body, yatana deham it is called. Yatana deham means that body we have to accept for going through all the punishments in the Yama's world. If you go to Yamaraja's planet, and they say in the Bhagavatam in the fifth canto that it is 99,000 yojana. One yojana is 8 miles. So, and the whole route is through burning sand, you have to walk through, and there is no water anywhere, and you have to walk through. So you are pulled through that sinful, for your sinful activities, and once you get there, the 28 special cells there, where you are punished. 28 special ones are spoken, and there are many others. But these 28 ones, which is spoken in the fifth canto, are the most important ones. And some places, tamisram, andadamisram, like that they are mentioned there. Some places they grind you, and some places they, what do they say? Pound you. And some places they fry you. And this is in the boiling oil and places like that. Or in a stone they put you and crush you there. And sometimes they squeeze out the blood from you, like they take out the juice, sugarcane juice from the sugarcane, in the similarly. So all that explanation is there. And in the and finally, one important thing he says here, my dear mother, atraiva naraka surga iti mata prachakshade, 29. Ya yadanavai narakya ta iha vibhalekshidaha. Why Kabalamashi is saying, now, you don't have to even go to these hellish planets to experience all these things. Is that naragam and surgam? Is that not here as well? Atraiva naraga surgam iti mata prachakshade. Why is he saying like that? Is that after death, these hellish planets do exist. The proof of that is those things are already happening here. If it can happen in this world itself, those such things, what's happening now. For example, that if you want to see all these things, all you have to do is to go to a very nice hospital. It will all look good outside, everything covered up, isn't it? But the person who is suffering inside, some of these old wards, where they put all the old people together in one ward, 10, 12 people in one ward, you can see they are ready to leave the body. You can see each one of them, the doctors get so used to it, they don't bother anymore. They become like that. What seeing this? They will talk to each other, the doctor. They'll say, that one will leave in 2 days. This will take one more time to go. That one, there's a chance it may survive. Like this, they talk to each other about these patients. They become like that. That's what their experience is. But they know which one is ready to go and how soon they will go. They'll have a rough idea. not in the olden way, but they have their own way. Why? They'll decide whether to put them on the life support or pull the plug. Whatever, they have to make the decision, isn't it? In consultation with their relations or whoever has come there. So when you go to those wards and look at them, the suffering that goes there, just by seeing these wards where these old people, men, women both, when they are leaving the body, not one smile anywhere. Not one able to smile. Why? Atraiva naraga surgam idimada prajakshade. That how when we leave this body, what state of affairs at that time? Any happiness here? You are more or less concluded that there is no happiness here. When you have a situation like that, isn't it? So what you have to remember here is, one important thing is, when all these things is spoken, who is listening to it? Vidura. Is it not? Maitreya Maharshi is talking to Vidura. And who is this Vidura? He is the manager there, who has to run all this. In the, he is the real in charge there. So he says here, Vidura says at the end of this canto, he says, now you understand, when a human body is given, and please don't take the ticket and come back to my place again. He is telling us that Krishna has given you this body in this planet to engage in Krishna consciousness and to develop spiritual life and realize the self or the truth. Instead of doing that, don't come back to me and don't buy the ticket to come to my place again and bother me there, he says. So instead, serve Krishna and go back to Krishna. Go back to Krishna. Saying this, and Vidura is mentioning that. So because Vidura's way of saying that is very interesting, in the sense, we have been there many times to Vidura's place, and we have gone and come back. Again we are going there to the same place. So Vidura says to us, please don't come again there and bother me. That is his message to us. So, and every time when we go there, we will say, oh, next time I'll be careful. But we come back and we do the same thing, exactly what we did before. So, that is important thing. We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we are chanting the holy name. Therefore, we can take it that it may not happen to us that way. Now, even by mistake, if something has happened in life, we lost the route and got there again, only thing what you have to do is this. There in charge is Vidura. In charge is Vidura. Just talk to him at that time. That I've heard Srimad Bhagavatam, and I've heard you talking to Maitreya Maharshi, and Maitreya Maharshi talking to you, but I don't know how I got here. If it happens. So that is also, I have heard the holy name, I have read Srimad Bhagavatam. If you say that, Vidura will ask you, where did you hear this? Then you say to him that, I was here at such and such a place, I heard Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu Priyapadi's house, or whatever you want to say, you can say, I heard Srimad Bhagavatam somewhere, I chanted the holy name, and therefore, if he asks something, that should be the answer. In that case, if you say that to Vidura, that I heard Srimad Bhagavatam before, what Maitreya Maharshi has spoken to you, or Shobhra Maharshi has spoken to Parikshit, then Vidura will send in his own transport, he will send you to Vaikuntham. That is Vidura's arrangement. Vidura is such a devotee, and he respects Srimad Bhagavatam to such an extent, that because Vidura's message is, if you get the human body, there is only one business here, to realize the truth and self and leave this place. So, only by serving Krishna there will be shanti inside, everything else is distress. So, therefore, life is a distress. I mean, many ways if you look at it, but only thing is, that requires that vivegam to develop inside, to understand, see things in that way. Death is distress. And going back to the hellish planets is also distress. And so therefore he says here, what will happen after experiencing that hellish planets? And that is in the next two, three chapters is all about that. Which you will see after the break.
ചേതോദർപ്പണമർജനം വൗമഹാദാവാഗ്നി നിർവാപണം ശ്രേയക്കൈതവ ചന്ദ്രികാ വിതരണം വിദ്യാവധൂ ജീവനം ആനന്ദാംബുദിവർദ്ധനം പൂർണാമൃതാസ്വാദനം സർവാത്മാ സുവനം പരം വിജയതേ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ സങ്കീർത്തനം മകാരി ബഹുദാ നിജ സർവശക്തി തത്രാർപ്പിതാ നിയമിതാ സ്മരണേന കാല ഏതാദൃശം തവ കൃപാ ഭഗവൻ മമാഭി ദുർദൈവമീദൃശമിഹാ ജനി നാനുരാഗാഃ തൃണാരഭീഷുനീചേന കരോറഭീ സഹിഷ്ണുന അമാനിനാ മാനദേന കീർത്തനീയ സദാ ഹരി ധനം ന ജനം ന സുന്ദരീം കവിതാം വാ ജഗദീശ കാമയേ മമ ജന്മനി ജന്മനീശ്വരേ ഭവതാത് ഭക്തിരഹൈതുകി ത്വയി ആയി നന്ദതനൂജകിങ്കരം പതിതാമഹം ശമേ ഭവാംബുധൗ കൃപയാ തവ പാദപങ്കജസ്ഥിതധൂളീ സദൃശം വിചിന്തയാ മംഗളദശുധാരയാ വദനം ഗദ്ഗദരുദ്ധയാ ഗിരാ മംഗളാവപോ തവന്നാമഗ്രഹണേ ഭവിഷ്യതി മായിദം നിമേഷേണ ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിശായിദം ശൂന്യായിദം ജഗൽ സർവം ഗോവിന്ദ വിരഹേണ മേ ആശ്ലേഷ്യ വാ പാദരതാം വിനഷ്ടു മാം അവശനാം അർമഹദാം കരോതു വാ യഥാ തഥാ വാ വിദധാ ദുലം മൽപ്രാണനാഥാസ്തു നൈവ നാപരാം.
സോ കർമ്മവിഭാഗം, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. കർമ്മവിഭാഗം മീൻസ് ദാറ്റ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ഇമ്പാക്ട് ഓഫ് കർമ്മം. ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് കർമ്മം ഈസ് അവർ ലൈഫ് ഹിയർ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. ദാറ്റ് കർമ്മം ഹൗ ഇറ്റ് ഇമ്പാക്ട്സ് ഓൺ അസ്, ദാറ്റ് വാസ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. നൗ ഇൻ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി 31st ചാപ്റ്റർ, ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് impact of karma on us is what when we discussed last time. I mean, Kapila Maharshi has given a very graphic picture of the Kapila Maharshi has given a graphic description of what can happen. Particularly you can see in that chapter, it's all about householders, household life, the pit where one can get into serious problems. That means accept another body and go through all these reactions that can come from that. That's what was spoken in the last chapter. So after that, what happened was, Kapila Maharshi says to Devahuti Devi that human life is pious life and sinful life, both. Mishram it is, isn't it? It's mixed. It's not totally pious. There's a lot of sinful activities in our life. Knowingly or unknowingly, we do that. And sometimes, in that, to balance it, we perform some pious activities also, thinking that we have done a lot of sinful things, so we have to engage in some pious activities. So, punyam papam, pious activities and sinful activities, it's a mixture of both our life in this world. And because it's a mixture of both pious activities and sinful activities, that is the reason why we get a human body. Because human body, as you know, that it is Rajogunam. Rajogunam dominates human body. Our body is dominated by Rajogunam. And Krishna is explaining that, Kapila Maharshi is explaining that, how due to engaging in sinful and pious activities, it eventually give birth to a human body which will be dominated by Rajogunam. Pious activities and sinful activities, eventually it give birth to a human body which will be dominated by Rajogunam. How that happens, that is this next chapter. Shri Bhagavan Uvacham Karmana Devanetrena Jandurdeho Bhavattaye Sriya Pravishtamudaram Pumso Redagana Shreya കലലം ത്വകരാത്രേണ പഞ്ചരാത്രേണ ഉത്ഭുതം ദശാഹേന ദു കർക്കണ്ടൂ പേഷ്യന്റം വാ തതപരം മാസേന ദുശിരോദ്ധ്വാഭ്യം ബാഹ്യ അംഗ്രാന്ത്യംഗവിഗ്രഹ നഖലോമാസ്തി ചർമാണി ലിംഗ ഛിദ്രോദ്ഭവ സ്ത്രിഭി
ചതുർഭിരദാതവസ്തപ്ത പഞ്ചവീക്ഷുത്രുദുർഭവ ഷൽബർജരായുണാവീതം കുക്ഷോ ഭ്രാമിരി ദക്ഷിണേ മാതുർജഗ്ധാനപാനാധ്യ യഥാ ധാതുരസമ്മതേ ശേദേ വിൺമിത്രയോർഗർത്തേ സ ജന്തുർജന്തുസംഭവേ കൃമിഭിക്ഷത്ര സർവാംഗം സൗകുമാരിയാൽ പ്രതിക്ഷണം മൂർച്ഛമാപ്നോത്തിരുക്ലേശം തത്രത്യേക്ഷുതിദേർമുഹു കടുതീഷ്ണോഷ്ണലവണ ഉക്ഷാംലാദി ബിൽബണൈ മാതൃഭുക്തൈരുപസ്പൃഷ്ട സർവാംഗോത്ഥിതവേദന ഉൽബേന സമൃതസ്മന്ദ്രശ്ച ബഹിരാവൃത ആസ്തീകൃത്വ ശിരകുക്ഷോ ഭുഗ്നപൃഷ്ടശിരോധര അകൽപസമകജ്യേഷ്ഠായാം ശകുന്തം ഇവ ഭഞ്ജനെ തത്ര ലബ്ധസ്മൃതിർദൈവാൽ കർമ്മജന്മശഭോദ്ഭവം സ്മരൻ ദീർഘമനുശ്വാസം ശർമ്മഹിം നാമ വിന്ദതേ ആരഭ്യ സപ്തസമാന്മാസ ലബ്ധബോധോപിവേപിത നൈകത്രാസ്തേ സൂതിവാദർവിഷ്ടാ ഭൂരിവസോദര നാഥമാനകൃഷഭീത സപ്തവദ്രീകൃതാഞ്ജലി സ്ഥവീതം വിക്ലവയം വാചായേനോദരേർപ്പിത ജന്തുരുവാചാം തസ്യോപസന്നമവിധം ജഗതിച്ഛയാത്തനാഥനോർഭുവിചലച്ചരണാരവിന്ദം സോഹം വ്രജാമി ശരണം അകുതോഭയം മേ യേനേദൃശീ ദദർശ്യ സതോനുരൂപ യസ്ത്ര ബദ്ധവ്യ കർമ്മ വിരാവൃതാത്മാ ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയാശയമയീം അവലംബ്യമായം ആസ്യ വിശുദ്ധം അവികാരമഖണ്ഡബോധം ആദപ്യമാനഹൃദയേവസിതം നമാമി യ പഞ്ചബോധരചിതരഹിതശരീരേ ഛന്നോയതേന്ദ്രിയഗുണാർത്ഥചിതാത്മഗോഹം തേനാവികുണ്ഠമഹിമാനമൃഷിന്തമേനം വന്ദേ പരം പ്രകൃതിപൂരുഷയോ പുമാംസം യന്മായൊരു ഗുണകർമ്മനിബന്ധനേസ്മിൻ സംസാരികേ പതിപിതരം സ്ഥതവിശ്രമേണ നഷ്ടസ്മൃതേ പുനരയം പ്രവണീതലോകം യുക്യാകയ മഹദനുഗ്രഹമന്തരേണ ജ്ഞാനം യേ തദ്ധാൽ കൊതമസദേവം സ്ത്രൈകാലികം സ്ഥിരചരേഷ് അനുവർത്തിതാംശ തം ജീവകർമ്മ പദവി അനുവർത്തമാനാം സ്ഥാപത്രയോപശമനായ വയം ഭജേമ ദേഹി അന്യദേഹ വിവരേ ജഡരാഗ്നാശ്ര വിൻമൂത്രകൂപപതിതോ വൃഷതപ്തദേഹ ഇച്ഛന്നിതോ വിവസിതം ഗണയൻ സ്വമാസാൻ നിർവാസ്യതേ കൃണധീർ ഭഗവാൻ കഥാനു യേനേദൃശീം ഗതിമസോ ദശമാസ്യമീഷ സംഗ്രാഹിത പുരിതയേന ഭവാദൃശേന സ്വേനൈവ ദുഷ്യതുകൃതേന സ ധീനനാഥ കോനാമ തൽപ്രതിവിനാഞ്ജലിമസ്യ കുര്യാൽ പശ്യത്തിയം ദിഷണയാനു സപ്തവദ്രി ശരീരകേ ദമശൈര്യപര സ്വദേഹേ യൽ സൃഷ്ടയാസം തമഹം പുരുഷം പുരാണം പശ്യേ ബഹിർഹൃതി ചൈത്യമിവ പ്രതീതം സോഹം വസന്ന വിവിഹോ ബഹുദുഃഖവാസം ഗർഭാന്ന നിർജിഗിമിഷേ ബഹിരന്ധകൂപേ യത്രോപയാതം ഉപസർപ്പതി ദേവമായ മിഥ്യാമതിര്യതിനു സംസൃതി ചക്രമേതൽ തസ്മാദഹം വിഗത വിക്ലോമുദ്ധരിഷ്യ ആത്മാനമാശു തമസ സുഹൃദാത്മനൈവ ഭൂയോയതാ വ്യസനമേതനേകരന്ധ്രം മാമേ ഭവിഷ്യ ഉപസാധിത വിഷ്ണുബാധ കപില ഉവാച ഏവം ക്രമദീർഘഭേദശമാസ്യാസ്തു വന്നൃഷി സദ്യക്ഷീപത്യവാചീനം പ്രസൂത്യ സുതിമാരുത തേനാവസൃഷ്ട സഹസ കൃത്വാവാക്ഷരമാതുര വിനിഷ്ക്രാമി വൃക്ഷേണ നിരുച്ഛാസോ ഗതസ്മൃതി പതിതോപി വിസൃംഗമൂത്രേ വിഷ്ടാ ഭൂരിവചേഷ്ടതേ രോരൂയതി ഗതേ ജ്ഞാനേ വിപരീതാം ഗതിം ഗത പരച്ഛന്ദം വിദുഷോ പുഷ്യമാണോ ജനേന സ അനഭിപ്രേതമാവന്ന പ്രത്യാഖ്യാതുമനീശ്വര ശാചീതോ അശുചിപര്യങ്കേ ജന്തു സ്വേദജദൂഷിതേ ദേശകണ്ടൂയനേങ്കാനാം ആസനോത്ഥാന ജ്യേഷ്ഠനേ ദുദന്ധ്യാമത്യജന്തം ശമശകാമൽക്കുണാദയ രുദന്തം വിഗത ജ്ഞാനം ക്രമയക്രമികം യഥ ഇത്യേവം ശൈശവം ഭുക്ത്വാ ദുഃഖം പൗകണ്ഠമേവ ച അലബ്ധാപ്സീതോ ജ്ഞാനാദ്യധമനുഷു ചാർപ്പിത സഹദേഹേന മാനേന വർദ്ധമാനേന മന്യുന കരോതി വിഗ്രഹം കാമി കാമീഷ്വന്ദായ ച ആത്മന ഭൂതൈ പഞ്ചവിരാരബ്ധേ ദേഹേ ദേഹ്യബുധോ സകൃൽ അഹം മമേത്യ അസൽ ഗ്രാഹം കരോതി കുമതിർമതിം തദർത്ഥം ഗുരുദേ കർമ്മ യൽഭത്തോ യാതൃ സംസൃതിം യോനിയാദി അതൽക്ലേശമവിദ്യ കർമ്മബന്ധന യദ്യസൽഭീപതി പുനഃശിഷ്ണോദരകൃതോദ്യമൈ ആസ്തിദോരമതേ ജന്തുസ്തമോ വിശദി പൂർവവൽ സത്യം ശോചം ദയാമോനം ഹൃദിഹീർവീര്യശക്ഷമ ശമോദമോപകൽ ശരിയൽ സംഗാദ്യാദി സംക്ഷയം തേഷു ശാന്തേഷു മൂഢേഷു ഖണ്ഡിതാത്മസ്വ സാധുഷു സംഗം നുര്യാച്ചോച്യേഷു യോഷിൽ ക്രീഡാമൃഗേഷു ച ന തഥാസ്യ ഭവേന്മോഹോബന്ധശ്ചാന്യപ്രസംഗത യോഷിൽ സംഗാദ്യതോ പുംസായതാ തൽസംഗി സംഗത പ്രജാപതി സ്വാം ദിഹിതരം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ തദ്രൂപദർശിത രോഹിത് ഭൂതാം സോന്യധാവ വൃക്ഷരൂപീഹ തത്രപ തൽസൃഷ്ട സൃഷ്ടസൃഷ്ടേഷു കോന്നു ഖണ്ഡിത ധീപുമാൻ ഋഷിം നാരായണ ഹൃദയോഷിന്മയേഹമായയാ ബലമേ വശ്യമായയാ ശ്രീമയ്യാ ജൈനോ ദിശാം യാ കരോതി പദാക്രാന്തൻ ഭ്രൂവിജൃംഭേണ കേവലം സംഗം നുരിയാൽ പ്രമദാസു ജാതു യോഗസ്യ വാരം പരമാരുരുക്ഷു മത്സവയാ പ്രതിലബ്ധലാഭോ വദന്തിയാ നിരയദ്വാരമസ്യാം യോപയാദിശനേർമായ യോഷി ദേവവിനിർമ്മിത താമീക്ഷേതാത്മനോമൃത്യം തൃണേകൂപം വിവാഹവൃതം യാ മന്യദേപതി മോഹന്മായ മന്മായാമൃഷഭായതി സ്ത്രീത്വം ശ്രീസംഗതപ്രാപ്തോ വിത്താപത്യഗൃഹപ്രദം താം ആത്മനോ വിജാനീയാൽ പത്യപത്യ ഗൃഹാത്മകം ദൈവോപസാദം മൃത്യുമൃഗയോർ ഗായനം യഥാ ദേഹേന ജീവബോധേന ലോകാലോകമനുപ്രജൻ പുഞ്ചാനമേവ കർമാണി കരോത്യവിരതം പുമാൻ ജീവോഹ്യസ്യ അനുഗോ ദേഹോ ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയ മനോമയ തന്നിരോധാസ്യ മരണമാവിർഭാവസ്തു സംഭവ ദ്രവ്യോപലബ്ധി സംസ്ഥാനസ്യ ദ്രവ്യേക്ഷായോഗ്യതാ യഥാ തൽപ്പഞ്ചത്വമഹമാനാദുൽപത്തിർദ്രവ്യദർശനം യക്ഷിതാഷ്ണോ ദ്രവ്യാവയവം ദർശനായോഗ്യതാ യഥാ തദൈവ ചക്ഷുഷോ ദ്രഷ്ടോ ദൃഷ്ടിത്വായോഗ്യതാനയോ തസ്മന്നകാരി സന്ദ്രാസോ ന കാർപ്പണ്യം സംഭ്രമ ബുദ്ധ്വാ ജീവഗതിം ധീരോ മുക്തസങ്കൽശ്ചരേദിഹ സമ്യക് ദർശനയാ വിദ്യാ യോഗവൈരാഗ്യയുക്തയാ മായാവിരചിതേ ലോകേ ചരേന്യസകളേവരം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമവംശം സംവിധായം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ധേ കാപിലയോപാഖ്യാനേ ജീവഗതിർനാമൈക ത്രിംശതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഹോൾ ചാപ്റ്റർ Kapila Maharshi told Devahuti only one thing, Jiva Gadi, how Jiva changes the body, one body to another, how that journey, it happens to him, what happens in the womb, and what happens after leaving the, after how the body is developed inside, how we get the body, next body, and when we get the next body, what all arrangements are made there, and what happens after we come out of the womb of the mother, how we change ourselves. Some of the things are very heavy. Prasuti Surimarida, he says in the 22nd verse, you can see that while inside the womb, he is like a yogi there. He has clear vision of what all happened in the past, what all he has done, and he is frightened to come out from inside. But there is one agent, Krishna's agent in the mother's body, Surimarida. Prasava Vayu, it's called. Krishna says to the living entity, you have come many times like this before and you have made a promise to me that you will listen. Take Krishna consciousness seriously. You didn't do it. Now you are saying that you don't want to go out, you want to stay here. That's also not possible. And this Suti Maharuda, Krishna's agent in mother's body, she gives you a good kick and you come out. How do you come out? If you look at the verse 24, Viparidam gadim gada, upside down. Upside down. From that day onwards, everything is upside down. The day we came out, from that day onwards, everything is upside down. And then he says there, after that, how he is growing and what all happening to him. Saha dehena manena vardhamanena manyunam. That ahankaram builds up inside. I am the man of the world, want to control the world and want to take on everybody. In this world, that hangaram inside, how it builds up. Saha manena, sadehena manena, vardhamanena manyunam. As the body is growing, hangaram is also growing inside. Feeling strong for the man and wants to control everybody else with that strength inside the body. And in that dangerous age, as he calls it, the youth, goes and does all kinds of nonsense and creates trouble in this world and sinful activities, everything. ഭൂതൈ പഞ്ചഭിരാരബ്ധേ ദേഹേ ദേഹബുധോ അസകൃ അഹം മമേതി അസൽ ഗ്രഹം കരോതി കുമതുർമതിം ഹി സേസ് അഹം ആൻഡ് മമേതി മീ ആൻഡ് മൈൻ ബിൽഡ്സ് അപ് സ്ട്രോംഗ്ലി അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം ഓൾ ദോസ് തിങ്സ് ഹി ഹാസ് സ്പോക്കൺ ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ആൻഡ് ഇൻ ദി ഐ കം ബാക്ക് ടു ദാറ്റ് ലേറ്റർ ആൻഡ് ഇൻ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് 32nd ചാപ്റ്റർ ഹി സേസ് ദേർ ദാറ്റ് ദിസ് ഈസ് ശ്രീധരസ്വാമീസ് കമന്ററി ഓൺ ദാറ്റ് ഹി സേസ് ദ്വാത്രിംശേ സാത്വികേർ ധർമ്മേർ ഊർധ്വം ഗതി രുദീര്യതെ തത്ര ജ്ഞാനവിഹീതസ്യ തദശ്ചു പുനരാഗതി ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ബൈ എൻഗേജിംഗ് ഇൻ സാത്വിക ധർമ്മം സാത്വിക് ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് ദർ ഇസ് എ പോസിബിലിറ്റി ഓഫ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ദ ഹെവൻലി പ്ലാനറ്റ്സ് ദേവലോകം ഡെമിഗോഡ്സ് പ്ലാനറ്റ് ബട്ട് വൺ ഹു ഡസ് നോട്ട് ഹാവ് നോളജ് ആൻഡ് ഭക്തി ജ്ഞാനം ആൻഡ് ഭക്തി ഇഫ് വൺ ഡസ് നോട്ട് ഹാവ് തത്ര ജ്ഞാനവിഹീനസ്യ വെരി സ്പെസിഫിക്കലി മെൻഷൻസ് ദെയർ തദശ്ചു പുനരാഗതിയും ഇഫ് യു സപ്പോസ് ഹി ഹാസ് പെർഫോംഡ് സാത്വിക ധർമ്മം Satyic activities and went to the heavenly planets. If there is no knowledge and bhakti, once that the results of satyic activities is over, he have to come back here in the human body again. That is the topic discussed in the next chapter. Next chapter. And you can see Sridhara Swami says, Tatra jnana vihinasya, vihidasya, tatascha punera agadi, that he has to come back again if there is no knowledge. So knowledge is necessary. You can't say that knowledge is unnecessary. Knowledge is necessary, but what is that knowledge? You will see one interesting thing in the Bhagavatam. Throughout you will notice this. If you are taking it seriously, every important prayer you look, say Prahlada's prayers, Brahma's prayers, both in every prayer, bhakti and knowledge is combined. No prayer is only bhakti or only knowledge. In every prayers, a few verses will be knowledge, a few verses will be bhakti. They are always together. To indicate to us that bhakti and knowledge go together, side by side, hand by hand. It does not go separately. They are always together. And here, Sridhara Swami is also saying, Dvatramshe Satyuge Dharmer Urdham Gadi Rudhiryade. In this 32nd chapter, due to Satyuge Dharmam, how Urdham goes to the top. Urdham Gachandi Satvastha in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying there. How that Urdhagadi happens to him. But, Tatra Jnana Vihidasya. But if he has no knowledge there, he will come back. Tatascha Punar Agadim. Again, he has to come back here. That is what he is saying here. Shri Kapila Vacha. Athayo Grahame Diyan Dharmani Vavasan Grihe Kamamartanja Dharman Swan Dogdhi Bhuya Pipartitan Sachavi Bhagavad Dharmal Kama Modaparang Mukha Yajade Kradbir Devan Pidram Shashradhaya Nvida Tashradhaya Krandamadi Pidra Deva Prada Puman Gatwa Chandramasam Logam Somapa Punareshyadi Yada Chahindra Shayayam Shede Anandasano Hari Tada Logolayam Yandi Ta Ede Grahame Dhinam Yesu Dharmana Duhyendi Dhira Karma Kamartha Hedave Nisanganyasta Karmanam Prashanna Shuddha Jedasa Nurti Dharma Nirido Nurmamana Rahangrada Sudharma Kena Satyena Parishuddhena Jedasa Surya Dwarena Dayanti Purusham Vishado Mukham Paravaresham Prakriti Mastyol Patyanta Bhavanam Dibarartha Avasana Avasaneya Pralayo Brahmanastude Tavad Adhyasade Logam Parasya Parachindaka Shmam Bhona Lanilavin Mana Indriyartham Pudadivi Parivritam Prisanjahirsho Avyagatam Vishadirhi Gunatrayatma Kalam Paragyamanibhuya Parasvayambhu Evam Bharati Bhagavandamani Pravishtam Ye Yogino Jidamarun Manaso Viraga Teneiva Sagravadam Purusham Puranam Brahma Pradhanam Bhayanti Gadabhimanam Atham Dham Sarabhudanam Hural Palpme Shukrutalayam Shudani Bhavam Sharanam Rajabhave Nabhamini Adhyastira Jaranam Yo Vedakarpa Saharshivi Yogeshwari Kumara Desiddhe Yoga Pravartakei Drushti Beda Drishti Abhimani Nisangena Abhikarmana Kartrutval Sagunam Brahma Purusham Purusharashabham Sa samskrutya punya kale kale nishara murtina jadi gunavidigare yatha purvam prajayate aishwaryam param ishtanjate bi adharma vinirmidam nishayi punayandi gunavidigare sati yetuha saktamanasa karma so shraddhayanvida kurvandya pradishiddhani nityani vijakral snasha rajasa kundhamanasa kamalpano vajidendriya pitrnyajan dhanidinam griheshu abiradashaya Trivargigaste Purusha Vimukha Harime Dasa Kathayam Kathani Yoru Vikramasya Madhidvisha Nunam Deveni Vihadayeja Chuta Katha Sutham Hitva Shrunandyasal Khada Purisham Vivavid Bhujam Dakshinena Bhadharyam Napidra Logam Rajandide Prajamini Prajayande Shmashanam Dakraya Krita Tadaste Chena Sukrata Punar Logamimam Sadi Patandi Vivasho Devai Sadhyo Vibramshido Odaya Tasmatvam Sarobhavena Bhajasa Parameshtinam Tadgunashraya Bhaktya Bhajaniya Vadambujam Vasudeve Bhagavadi Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatyash Vairagyam Yanam Jal Brahma Darshanam Yadasi Jitta Marteshu Sameshindriya Vrtivi Navigrhnadi Vasham Embrayam Apriyam Ityuda Sadaivalpan Alpanam Nisangam Samadarshanam Eyobade Rihidamaru Dampadami Ikshade Yanamatram Vare Brahma Varamalpishara Puman Rishiyad Vipatak Bhavir Bhagavane Gamiyate Edavani Eva Yogina Samagrene Hayoginam Yujade Bhimado Artha Yada Sangastukral Snasha Yani Megam Barajini Indri Brahmanurgunam Avatirturu Vena Brandya Shabdadi Dharmina Yada Mahana Hamri Vastravil Panchavida Swaral Egad Shavida Stasya Vabirandam Jagad Yade Yada Dvaishadhaya Bhaktya Yoga Abhyasena Nityasha Samahidalpani Sango Virakta Virivashyati Ityadal Kadidam Guru Vijnanam Dal Brahmadarshanam Yena Vabudyade Tattam Prakrade Purushasya Cha Yana Yoga Shaman Nishtonar Gunyo Bhakti Lakshana, Doyorepega Mevarto Bhagavad Shabda Lakshana, Itendri Pradak Dwari Arto Bhaguna Shraya, Ego Nani, Tadud Bhagavan Shastavarmabi, ക്രിയയായത് കൃതിർധാനേ തപസ്വാധ്യായമർശനേ ആത്മേന്ദ്രിയ ജയനാഭി സന്യാസേന ച കർമ്മണാം യോഗേന വിവിധാംഗേന ഭക്തിയോഗേന ചൈവഹി ധർമ്മേണാഭയ ചിഹ്നേന യ പ്രവൃത്തി നിവൃത്തിമാൻ ആത്മതത്വബോധേന വൈരാഗ്യേന ദൃഢേന ച ഈയതേ ഭഗവാനേ ബി സഗുണോ നിർഗുണസ്വദ്ര പ്രാവോജം ഭക്തിയോഗസ്യ സ്വരൂപം ദേ ചതുർവിധം കാലസജാവ്യക്തഗതി ജ്യോന്ധർധാവതി ജന്തുഷോ ജീവസ്യ സംസ്ഥിതിർബഹി അവിദ്യ കർമ്മനിർമ്മിത യാസംഗ പ്രവിശം ആത്മാനവേദഗതിമാത്മന നൈതൽഖലായോപദിശേൻ അവിനീതായ ഗ്രഹിച്ചൽ ന സ്തബ്ദായ ന ഭിന്നായ നൈവ ധർമ്മധ്വജായ ച ന ലോലുപായ ഉപദിശൻ ന ഗൃഹാരൂഢചേതസേ നഭക്തായ ശമേ ചാതു ന മൽഭക്തദ്ദുഷാമപി ശ്രദ്ധദാനായ ഭക്തായ വിനീതായ നസൂയവേ ഭൂതേഷു കൃതമൈത്രായ ശുശ്രൂഷാവിരതായ ച ബഹിർജാത വിരാഗായ ശാന്തചിത്തായ ദീയതാം നിർമ്മത്സരായ ശുചൈ യസ്യാഹം പ്രേയസാം പ്രിയ ഇദം ശ്രുണിയായിദംബ ശ്രദ്ധയാ പുരുഷസകൃൽ യോ വാഭിധത്തെ മച്ചിത്ത സഹേദീ പദവീം ചമേ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംവിതായം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ദേ കാപിലേയോപാഖ്യാനേ ദ്വാത്രിംശോത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. ദെൻ ഇൻ ദി ലാസ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ വിച്ച് ഈസ് ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് 33rd ചാപ്റ്റർ ഡ്യൂ ടു കവലമാഷീസ് ഇൻസ്ട്രക്ഷൻസ് ടു ദേവഹൂതി ദേവി ഫൈനലി റീച്ച് ദാറ്റ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓഫ് സെൽഫ് റിയലൈസേഷൻ. ശ്രീധരസ്വാമി മെൻഷൻസ് ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ് ത്രയസ്ത്രംശേതു തസൈവ കപിലസ്യോപദേശത ഇൻ ദ 33rd chapter, because of Kapila Maharshi's instructions to Devahuti Devi, what has happened to her? Jnana Bhavena, she realized herself. Knowledge. Through knowledge, she realized herself. Jnana Bhavena Tan Madhur Jeeva Mukti Udiryate. She reached the state of Jeevan Mukti. Jeevan Mukti means, Jeevan Mukta state is that, while living in this body, released, liberated. While living in this body itself, she was liberated and she has spiritually realize the self, and that we'll see, read that, and then we'll talk about these three chapters. Shri Maitreya Vacha Evam Nishamya Kapilasya Vacho Janitri Sa Kardamasya Deida Akila Devahuti Visrasta Mohabarlatam Abhi Pranamyam Tushtava Tattva Vishayangida Siddhi Bhumim Devahuti Vacha Dapya Jonda Salleshayanam Bhudendriyartha Alpamayam Vavuste Gunapravaham Sadashesha Bijam Dadhyausayam Jarabdhya Jada സ ഏവ വിശ്വസ്യ ഭവാൻ വിധത്തെ ഗുണപ്രവാഹേണ വിഭക്ത വീര്യ സ്വർഗ്യധനീഹോ അവിധദാഭിസന്ധി ആത്മേശ്വരോ അതർക്ക് സഹസ്രശക്തി സത്വം പൃഥോ മേ ജഠരേണ നാഥ കഥം നയസ്യോദരമേ ദദാസിൽ വിശ്വം യുഗാന്തേ വടപത്രമേകം ശേതേ സ്മമായ ശിശുരംഘ്രിഭാന ത്വം ദേഹതന്ത്രം പ്രശമായ പാത്മനാം ദേശവാചാഞ്ച വിഭോ വിഭൂതയേ യഥാവതാരാസ്തവ സൂകരാദയ ആത്മപദോപലബ്ധയേ എന്നാമനേയ ശ്രവണാനുകീർത്തനാൽ ദൽ പ്രഹാണിതൽ സ്മരണാദ വിക്വജിൽ ശ്വാദോപി സദ്യസവനായ കൽപ്പതേ കുത പുനസ്തേ ഭഗവന്നു ദർശനാൽ അഹോപദശുഭജവും അധോഗരീയൻ യജിഹ്വാഗ്രേ വർത്തതേ നാമ ദുഭ്യം തേവുന്നുമസ്തേ ജഹുവു സസ്നുരാര്യ ബ്രഹ്മാനുജുർനാമ ഗ്രണന്തിയേ തം ത്വാമഹം ബ്രഹ്മപരം പുമാംസം പ്രത്യക്സ്രോതസ്സാത്മനി സംവിഭാവ്യം സ്വതേജസ ദ്വസ്തഗുണപ്രവാഹം വന്ദേ വിഷ്ണു കപിലം വേദഗർഭം. ശ്രീ മൈത്രേയ വാച ഇടിതോ ഭഗവാനേവം കപിലാഖ്യപരപ്പുവാൻ വാചാവിക്ലവയത്യാഹ മാതരം മാതൃവത്സല ശ്രീ കപിലോ വാച മാർഗനേനാനേന മാതസ്തേ സുസേവ്യേനോദിതേന മേ ആസ്തിദേന പരാം കാഷ്ട അചിരാദവരോത്സ്യസി ശ്രദ്ധസ്വൈതന്മതം മഹ്യം ജുഷ്ടം യൽ ബ്രഹ്മവാദിവി യന മാമഭവം യായാ മൃത്യു മൃച്ഛന്ദ്വിതാം. മൈത്രേയ വാച ഇതി പ്രദർശ ഭഗവാൻ സദീം നാം ആത്മനോഗതി സ്വമാത്രാ ബ്രഹ്മവാദിന്യോ കപിലോനുമതോ യയോ സാചാപിതനയോക്തേന യോഗാദേശേന യോഗയുഗ് തസ്മിന്നാശ്രമാപിരേ സരസ്വത്യാ സമാഹിത അഭീഷ്ണാവഹദാ കപിശാൻ ജഡിലാൻ കുടിലാളകാൻ ആത്മാനം ജോഗ്രതപസാ ബിഭ്രതി ചീരിണം കൃശം പ്രജാപദേ കർദ്ദമസ്യ തപോയോഗ വിജൃംഭിതം സ്വഗാർഹസ്ഥമനോപമ്യം പ്രാർത്ഥ്യം വൈമാനികൈരഭി ഭയഭേന നിഭാശയ്യാ ദാന്താരുക്മപരിച്ഛത അസനനജ ഹൈമാനി സുസ്പർശാസ്തരണാനി ച സ്വച്ഛസ്ഫടികുഡ്യേഷു മഹാമാരതകേഷു ച രത്നപ്രദീപമാപന്തി ലലനാ രത്നസംയുത ഗൃഹോദ്ധ്യാനം കുസുമിതൈരമ്യം ബഹുമരദ്രുമൈ കൂജദ്യുഭംഗമിദിനം ഗായന്മതമതുവ്രതം യത്ര പ്രവിഷ്ടമാത്മാനം വിഭുതാനുചരാജുഗൗ വാപ്യാമുൽപലഗന്ധിന്യാം കർദ്ദമേനോപലാളിതം ഹിത്വാദീപ്സിതം അഭ്യാകണ്ഡലയോഷിതാം കിഞ്ചിച്ചകാരവദനം പുത്രവിശ്ലേഷണാതുര വനം പ്രവ്രജദീപത്യ അവത്യവിരഹാതുര ജ്ഞാതത്യാഭ്യഭൂന്നേഷ്ടേ വത്സേ ഗൗരവവത്സലാം തമേവ ധ്യായതേമപത്യം കപിലം ഹരിം ബഭുവാചരതോ വത്സന്നസ്പൃഹാതാദൃശേ ഗൃഹേ ധ്യായതീ ഭഗവദ്രൂപം യഥാഹ ധ്യാനഗോചരം സ്തുതപ്രസന്നവദനം സമസ്തവ്യസ്തചിന്തയ ഭക്തിപ്രവാഹയോഗേന വൈരാഗ്യേന ബലീയസ യുക്താനുഷ്ഠാനജാതേന ജ്ഞാനേന ബ്രഹ്മഹേതുനാ വിശുദ്ധേന ദദാത്മാനമാത്മനാ വിശദോ മുഖം സ്വാനുഭൂത്യാതിരോഭൂതമായ ഗുണവിശേഷണം ബ്രഹ്മണ്യവസ്ഥിതമതിർഭഗവത്യാത്മസംശ്രയേ നിവൃത്തജീവാപത്തിത്വാൽ ക്ഷീണക്ലേശാപ്ത നിർവൃതി നിത്യാരൂഢ സമാധിത്വാൽ പരാവൃത ഗുണഭ്രമ ന സംസ്മാര തദാത്മാനം സ്വപ്നേ ദൃഷ്ടം വിവോത്ഥിത തദ്ദേഹമൃത പോഷോപ്യകുശാദ്യ സംഭവാൽ ബഭോ മലൈരവച്ഛന്നം സദൂമം യുവപാവക സ്വാംഗം തമോ യോഗമയം മുക്തകേശം ഗതാംബരം ദൈവ ഉക്തം നവുദേ വാസുദേവ പ്രവിഷ്ടതി ഏവം സാ കപിലോക്തേന മാർഗേന ചിരതപരം ആത്മാനം ബ്രഹ്മനിർവാണം ഭഗവന്തമവാപഹ തദ്വിരാസിൽ പുണ്യതമം ക്ഷേത്രം ത്രൈലോക്യവിശ്രുതം നാംനാ സിദ്ധവതം യത്ര സാ സംസ്ഥിതി ഉപേയുഷി തസ്യാസ്തദ്യോഗവിധുതമാർത്ഥ്യം മർത്ഥ്യമഭൂത്സരിൽ സ്രോതസാംപ്രവരാ സൗമ്യം സിദ്ധിതാ സിദ്ധസേവിത കപിലോകി മഹായോഗി ഭഗവാൻ പിതരാശ്രമാൽ മാതരം സമനുജ്ഞാപ്യ പ്രാഗുദ്ധീജിം ദിശം യയോ സിദ്ധചാരണഗന്ധർവേ മുനിഭിശ്ചാപ്സരോഗണൈ സ്തൂയമാന സമുദ്രേണ ദത്താർഹണ നികേതന ആസ്തേയോഗം സമാസായ സാഖ്യാചാര്യരഭിഷ്ടുത ത്രയാണാമപി ലോകാനാ ഉപശാന്തേ സമാഹിത ഏതം നികതിരം ദാതിയൽ പൃഷ്ടോഹം ധവാനക കപിലസജ സംവാദോ ദേവഹൂത്യാശ്ച ഭാവന യ ഇദമനുശൃണോതി യോപിതത്തേ കപിലമയർമദാത്മയോഗഗുഹ്യം ഭഗവതി കൃതദീ സുവർണഗേത ഉപലപദേ ഭഗവൽപദാരവിന്ദം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ധേ കപിലയോപാഖ്യാനേ ത്രയസ്ത്രംശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ദോസ് ഹു പെർഫോം sinful activities, they will have to face the reactions of that in the hellish planets. That was spoken before. After going through that experience in the hell, or after the punishments have been completed, then that living entity, he has been to get another body, enters into womb of another mother. Enters into the womb of another mother. And that has been spoken, but it does not happen that fast. It's spoken as though it's going to happen straight away, but it doesn't happen. After experiencing the hellish planet, after passing through the hellish planets and all the punishments have been given, straight away you're not going to get the human body. Generally, if you go to the hellish planets, when you come back, you don't get the human body. It's only if you go to Pitralokam and come back, your possibility is getting another human body. But once you go to Yamaraja's planets, that is the Yamalokam, or Samyamini Puri as it's called, you have to start from the beginning again. That means 8.4 million different species. One has to go there. That means through birds, bees, plants, trees, creepers, aquatics, all kinds of things. And after all that, 8.4 million, then plants and trees, birds and everything, animals, after that only you get your human body again. And that story is what is spoken there in that chapter, how that progression happens. You can see it's after that when you enter into the womb of the mother. What happens there? That's what is there in that 31st chapter. You will see in the second verse, in the 31st chapter. Chapter verse 2. Kalalam ekaratrena pancharatrena bulbudam dashahenadu karkandu peshyandam va tataparam. It says there. Then that growth, what's happening here? Masenadu shirodvabhyam bahya angrandi angavigraha നഖ ലോമം അസ്ഥി ചർമാണി ലിംഗ ചിന്ദ്രോത്ഭവ സ്ത്രീ ചതുർഭിർ ധാവത സപ്ത പഞ്ചഭി ക്ഷുത്രുദുൽഭവ ഷൽഭിർ ജരായനുവിധം കുക്ഷൌ ബ്രാഹ്മിതി ദക്ഷിണേ. ഓൾ ദാറ്റ് തിങ് ആൻഡ് ദ ഹോൾ തിങ് റൈറ്റ് അപ് ടു വേഴ്സ് 11 ഈസ് ഓൾ അബൌട്ട് ദ ഹൗ ദ ബോഡി ഡിവലപ്സ് ഇൻസൈഡ് ഇൻസൈഡ് ദ വൂംബ് ഓഫ് ദ മദർ വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻസ് ദയർ. സോ സോ ദാറ്റ് ജീവ ദാറ്റ് ലിവിംഗ് എൻറ്റിറ്റി ഇ നീഡ്സ് എ പ്ലേസ് ടു സ്റ്റേ, isn't it? And its body is only a piece of flesh. what it has got, isn't it? And to get that piece of flesh itself, it takes a few months. When he enters into the womb, passing from the semen of the father into the womb of the mother, it takes a few months to develop a body there. That body, even a piece of flesh to develop, it takes time, a few months. It takes there. And then different, what do they call it, the arms, legs, different parts, what are the limbs develop. And similarly, the different holes in the body. Which one? Eyes, ears, nose, mouth. These are the different holes. Rectum. All the holes in the body, it takes time to develop. Initially, it's only a piece of flesh. Pingala speaks in a nice way about that. He says, Brahma made the piece of flesh. Then he took a big fork and made holes all over the body. And that's the nine holes in the body. Everybody made these nine holes in this body and sent us here. So, so by about fifth month or so, the dress is ready. That means in the before we come, it's like a, you know, for the drama, you dress up, isn't it? And dressing takes a long time. To when you want to present a particular, say, Hiranyakashipu or Prahlada or anywhere you want to present, but to dress up that, it takes time. Similarly, this drama, what goes on here in the world, before we come out, we have to dress properly for that. And that dressing is done inside, in the womb of the mother. So, who puts a dress on us? Prakriti, material nature. She does that. And you will see in a famous, like for example, Bharatanatyam, Kathakali and all that, you know, they take a lot more time than the time they spend on the stage to get it right. You can see even today, big temple arts, for example, Kathakali and all that, it takes a long time for them to get dressed for it properly. That means the program starts about 9 o'clock in the night. What time the dressing starts? About 1, 2 o'clock. After the midday meal, they'll go and lie down to get dressed. That means it takes about 8 hours to get them ready for the role they have to play in the stage. Krishna or Ramachandra or Ravana or Kamsa, whatever form they have to play, Daksha, it takes a very, very long time, all the artistic things involved in that. So, and he'll be lying there and he'll be snoring, lying down and sleeping. The people will be dressing him properly, because with these different artistic things, they have to prepare the faces and the crown, everything. So many things has to happen. On the body, it's drawn everything. Kathakali particularly, you can see this even today, that it takes many hours to prepare that person for the drama he has to play, for this role he has to play. So, this person who is acting, he doesn't know. He will just lie down there. Only he knows what he has to act. But dressing up is somebody else's job, isn't it? So, after that, after the whole work is completed on his body, he will lie there for some time. He will lie there for some time. After that only, he will come to the stage. He will come to the stage. For example, Kathakali and all, it will last the whole night. Starts at about 9, 10 o'clock and finish at about 6 o'clock in the morning. And he may have only few scenes. For example, if you say Rukmini Swayamvaram, Rukmini's marriage, that a lot of it is spoken and Krishna comes into the scene. For example, the Brahmana being sent by Rukmini to Krishna, Brahmana's negotiations with Krishna, and then Krishna promising Brahmana that he will come to Vidarbha to bring Rukmini from there. Many places, Brahmana has only a small role in that. Coming to Krishna, talking to Krishna, going back to Rukmini and conveying the message. With that, Brahmana's role is over. That means he's on the stage practically for about an hour or probably 2 hours, not more than that. But the amount of time he has to spend to dress that Brahmana's exactly like the way it is spoken in the Bhagavatam, it takes a long time. It takes time to get him dressed in that way. Everything so perfectly to do it. So similarly, all other roles as well, Jarasandha who comes there, Shishubala,
And similarly, whoever is involved, Rukmi, who comes in the marriage, Rukmini's father, who is the king there, his dress, he has to be dressed, Krishna has to be dressed. So all these people will be lying in a large hall, one next to each other. And these people will be dressing them for about half, 6-8 hours for the show, which is going to start at 10 o'clock. And all of the, Krishna may have a longer role because Krishna is very much involved in that, kidnapping Rukmini. And similarly, Rukmini, to dress up Rukmini, that takes such a long time compared to others. So all this is going on, and similarly, Jiva also, all Jiva does is, comes and lies in the womb of the mother. And then material nature has to dress him up properly for the role he has to play in the world afterwards when he comes out. So these 10 months, what is done inside is this dressing up. Prakriti is dressing up. It is happening inside the womb. We are giving all other kind of interpretations to that. But the reality is this, that in these 10 months, all we are doing is that we are getting ready. At that time, our Karana Shariram has to join, Sushma Shariram has to come. It's only, not only the Stula Shariram, gross body is growing. Same time, Sushma Shariram is growing, Karana Shariram is growing. All three of them has to put in together as a package. And accordingly, what all karma he has to do in this world, everything has to be programmed inside. It's all happening inside that. That's why they say dressing up. Because you will lie there. You'll go there and lie there in the womb. We go and lie there. And then Prakriti does all the dressing up there. Karana Shariram, Sushma Shariram, Stula Shariram. Everything. And according to the karma we have to do in this world, the body is created. Everything is pre-decided, predetermined everything. It's not that after we came here we did that. No. It's all planned well in advance by material nature, and she arranges our body suitably for the role we have to play here. Suppose you're going to become a sportsman, you will have that kind of body given to you at the time of birth itself. If you're going to be a musician, accordingly those talents also has to be packed in the subtle body. Everything is like that. Vasanas inside creates that body suitable for that. Or if you're a scientist, that kind of brain will be put in there. So when you come out, you go after science, looking for science. Or if you are a devotee, that kind of brain will be there also. Kind of thoughts will be created in the subtle body. So a lot of things is planned in advance and packaged it inside while in the womb of the mother. That's the most important. That's why that chapter is Karmana Devanetena Jandurdeho Bhavataye, says Kavila Maharshi there. That Devanetrana means it is supervised by Prakriti. She does that. She's supervising everything inside. We think there is nothing happening. No controller. We can do what we want, isn't it? That's our attitude. And we think everything is under our control. Nothing is in our control. Completely controlled by material nature, Prakriti. Karmana deiva netrena jandur dehopavataye. That upavati or the development of the body is completely under the control of the Prakriti. She carries out that inside, very well planned in advance what we are going to have here. Because she has to look into our prarabdham. And accordingly the body has to prepare. Body will be such, all diseases what you are going to get in this life, everything is known to her. Prakriti knows that. So accordingly, those diseases can come and give you enough pain and problems in life. Accordingly, that body is prepared inside the womb itself. There itself, it's all planned. Krishna's planning. So and then what will happen is that after all that, all these things are compared with the acting in the drama. There is a reason behind it. I don't know whether you know this. Many of the famous actors, they drink. In Kathakali also, Kathak also, Bharatanatyam also. Because only if they drink, they'll get that. It's just like a sportsman taking drugs. Similarly, they have to play that role. In order to play that role, they take alcohol for this reason, to get that. What do they call?
Performance enhancing.
Whatever you may say, you know what I'm saying. That to get that mood to play it properly, isn't it? So, And in order that the play, role he has to play to make it good, he will take a little bit. You won't drink extraordinarily, but he will drink. He will drink alcohol. It is quite common. It is those things. It is after that he will come to the stage. What have we done? We have gone and lying in the mother's womb, isn't it? And Prakriti means that our swabhavam, our nature, what vasanas we have got, that prepares this body inside the womb. That's how material nature does it. Everything controlled by Krishna in a subtle side. But Prakriti, when we say Prakriti, it is our swabhavam, our nature, vasana. That determines the body what we get, and that is being prepared inside. That means she is dressing up in a particular way. And when she is dressing up like that, we are not conscious why such a body is coming to us. We don't know anything about it. So, fifth month or so, when we get this thing called eyes, a little sense comes to us. And we will ask, that like the actors in the drama, we will ask at that point, what is my role I have to play when I come out into the world? What role do I have to play? So, so at that time, before we come, we will drink there. Not alcohol. There is another thing compared to alcohol, which is called in the Shastram, Ahangaram. Two bottles gone in. That's why you can see this. When we come out so helplessly from the mother's womb, only take a few years. Singing. I'm somebody in this world. Everybody should worship me. It is my responsibility to change this world. I have come here to preach and change the world. Take them all back. The whole world requires my presence here. This thing starts coming inside. That's what Kabila Maharshi is saying there. This is the drink you had, Ahangaram. That Ahangaram comes out, and as soon as it comes out, then what do you want? You want name, fame, followers, and recognition in the world. It's all because of this, what you have drunk inside, when you were inside the womb. That you have drunk that, and the effect of that, because only then you can play your role very well here. Like the man in the stage, Kathakali actor, when he comes out, in order to play his role well, he needs it. So this Ahangaram, what is gone inside, he starts working then, by now. That is what he is explaining there, that by now, 10 months have gone, and what he says there, if you look at that verse, what he has to say, that in that chapter 31, how it happens, he says there, Nadhamana Krishabir, 11th verse, Saptavadri Kridanjali, Stuvidam tu Viklabaya, Vajo Yene Dere Arpita. This Kapilam's beauty is, it's given you the best way of approaching Krishna through pastimes, one. And it also warns you very strongly, if you don't take to Krishna consciousness, what life will be like. That's why this teachings of Lord Kapila is so important. On one side, it's telling you the best way to approach Krishna through the pastimes. The way it is described in the Karamrutam and many other books also, Mukundamala and many other books, you can see that, Krishna's pastimes. How to develop that relationship with Krishna. And alternatively, also he mentioned there, that if you do not, Nathamane Krishabir Bhida Saptavadra Gdanjali Suvidadam Viklavai Vacha Yenodari Arpita. That if you don't take to Krishna consciousness, what will happen? That things are also spoken. So few people, it says there, that when they are in the womb itself, they remember things properly, what happened before. And that means they will get some good sense. While they are inside the womb, they will get it. That I have got into this situation because I have done wrong things in life. And because of that, previous lifetime's activities, that is why I had to get into the mother's womb. This sense will come to some people. Few, only few, will get that sense.
And he will also remember all the hellish experiences he had in the hellish planets. That will also come back. And therefore, those who have that desire to serve Krishna, to take Krishna consciousness seriously, and will happen to a jiva who has served Krishna in previous life. It will follow him in this lifetime. So, for him only, while in the womb, he will remember Krishna. Only that person who has served Krishna in previous lifetime, that memory will follow him in this new body also, and he will realize that I got this new body because I didn't do it properly or whatever I have done. Because of that, this has happened. And he will also, that memory Krishna gives him of the services, what he has done in the past, whichever way Krishna, he has served Krishna. And it is at that time he says to Krishna that, get me out from here as quickly as possible and I will serve you for the mistake I have done. That is only happens to, not to everybody, only to those who have taken to Krishna consciousness in previous life. They will, but they could not perfect it, in other words, in that life. They went to Pitralokam, and after Pitralokam, the decision has been made which the next body is, and he has to come back here. He does not go to the Yamaraja's planets. Yamaraja's planets, if you go, you come back and start with from the lower species. But if you go to Pitralokam, you come back and start with the human body straight away. You don't go to the lower species. So, at that time, such people, some of them, who have done something, pious activities and served or dispersed or developed some Krishna consciousness in previous life, but did not perfect it, that service or Krishna consciousness he has cultivated will give this opportunity for this jiva to think about it, for the mistakes what has happened, and also also in the mother's womb you will take a decision again that you will serve Krishna. In the mother's womb you will take that decision. Similarly, in the mother's womb, those who have taken such decisions and who have come out, we are all that group. That is the reason why you are able to sit and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise this would not have happened. There are so many people in this world. If you accept Vedic scriptures authority, unless you, there was something in some life which you have done but it did not become perfect. Therefore, that vasana then created this body. That is why when you came to this life now, still feeling some attachment to Bhagavatam and some desire to Krishna consciousness is coming from that life in the previous birth. And that vasana followed us. Otherwise, there was some vasana which is called sadvasana. Sadvasana, durvasana, two kinds of vasana. Some vasana inside, that is what is pushing us still, even after coming out from the womb of the mother, able to develop some interest in the Bhagavatam. Otherwise, how many people are interested in the Bhagavatam in this world? Very few, is it not? And the reason for that is this. According to Srimad Bhagavatam itself, he says, and only thing, our duty is that vasana what is inside, you to build it up further and to make it stronger. And ordinary people may not get that opportunity. Those who have got to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or got to get that interest in the Bhagavatam are those who had something to them in their previous lifetime that just followed them in the next life. Those who did not have, they are lying in the womb still, suffering and struggling there. And and when the time is over, Prasuti Sudhi Maruta. Krishna gives the instruction to Sudhi Maruta to come out from there. It's not like an ordinary coming out. It's in a very funny way, that way he comes out from there. And many times this delivery has happened, and with that delivery, he has forgotten all the misery what he has experienced in the womb. He forgets everything. You will see there in the 25-26. Parachandana Vidusha Pushyamano Janenasa അനഭിപ്രേതമാപന്നം പ്രത്യാഖ്യാതു മനീശ്വര ശായിതോ അശുചി പര്യങ്കി ജന്തു സ്വേദജ ദൂഷിതേ നേഷ കണ്ടൂനയേന അംഗം അഹങ്കാനം ആസനേത്ഥാന ചേഷ്ടനേ. ദോസ് ടു വേഴ്സസ് ആർ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദാറ്റ് ആൻഡ് വെൻ ഹി കംസ് ഔട്ട് ദ ചൈൽഡ്ഹുഡ് വേർ ഇസ് എ ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ദയർ ഹിസ് ആസ്കിംഗ് കമലോഷ് ഇസ് ആസ്കിംഗ് വേർ ഇസ് എ ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ഇൻ ദ ചൈൽഡ്ഹുഡ് ഈവൻ വെൻ യു ആർ ലിറ്റിൽ ചൈൽഡ് വേർ ഇസ് എ ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ഹംഗർ തേഴ്സ്റ്റ് as a baby you can't tell your mother what your problem is, isn't it? Balanam rodanam balam, they say. That means that suppose some insect or anything bites you, you are not able to express it to the mother. Mother thinks that you are hungry, she is giving you milk, you are not hungry, she thinks that she feeding you, saying that mother doesn't have any divine vision to see what the problem is, isn't it? So mother is thinking, why is the child crying? Maybe the child is hungry and therefore pushes the breast into the mother's baby's mouth. But baby can't even cry because she pushes the breast in and he has to drink. But maybe suffering due to something else. And in this way, struggles a lot in the early life as a baby. And when it becomes unbearable, mother sometimes may use sometimes children you can see when they don't stop crying, mother may give one little heavy-handed punishment. And if some mothers who have got servants or nurses, they'll tell the nurse to take the child away. I can't tolerate this. Mother will say that. Because ultimately, this mother-children relationship is also to an extent only. It cannot go very far than that. It's not that 100% it is foolproof anyway. Mother also, if it becomes her own problems in life, you will give up because ultimately everybody, Atmanam, Kamam, everything looks after his own, isn't it? So, she will call the servant and look after, tell her to take the child away and look after the child. So, and ordinary people don't do because they don't have servants or anything to look after the children. But very higher families, for example, royal families and very wealthy members, they will have many servants to look after. And for them, the babies won't even get the breast milk to drink. That's their misfortune. Then somebody else will be looking after them. Then that is the childhood, so-called childhood. Then you come to the education starts. What happens then? Where is the happiness there? You know what education is, isn't it? And then the youth. And then in the childhood, normally the insects, other little living entities gives a problem to our body. But when the youth is the hell, isn't it? Kamam, krotham, lobham, moham, madam, malsaryam. These are the mosquitoes which bites him at that time. And it is a heavy time that which one, this youth, to get through that without difficulty, he says. That is why he said, punaravi jananam, punaravi maranam, punaravi janani, jadare shayanam, idhi samsare, bahu dustare, kruvaya pare, bahyu murare. Krishna is the shelter. There is no other way in these situations. What can you do? Who is going to help at that time when we are going through this cycle all the time? And this is the material existence means. So, this is what we are tolerating whole life. Every one of us have to go through this. Is it not? Where is the happiness? Kavala Maharshi is asking there. Because Jiva is entitled for spiritual bliss. And it should be able to get that stage. And then, so, there is a story about this that a couple got married. And they were going to their village. And they had to cross a river. And they got into a boat. And they were crossing the river. On the way, the boat got sunk. So both of them were thrown into the water. And they were going in the water. There was heavy flow of water in the river. The husband, the bridegroom, somehow managed to swim and escape. The bride could not. She also went very far in the river, downstream, a long way, and then she managed to escape, come out of the river and got in. And husband is a doctor. But he is now left alone. He opened his own clinic and started his surgery and making money like that. This wife who had gone in the river many, many miles far away, she has drunk a lot of water. She does not even have her proper, she's not even fully conscious of what has all happened. And this has actually disturbed her mind and intelligence. So by now she has lost her even her identity. She doesn't know who she is. And so she started begging. She didn't know that she was married because so much thing happened in her life that she could not remember her past of marriage, everything. So, and she is wandering around looking for some medicine for her illness. And walking like that, finally she reaches the same place where her husband has opened the surgery. And this is the same situation with all of us. What the story is telling us, we left Krishna and we came here to this world with our own plans. And we are making plans here, how to live here permanently, happy, and not never thinking about that we left Krishna once. That thought is not happening to us. We are not able to believe it when somebody tells us also that we left Krishna one day. So our life is like a boat, and this boat is toppled. The boat is already toppled. And that lady, she was the bride who left like that, who is begging for the medicine and looking for something to live. She is coming and asking to this doctor itself to give some food and give some shelter. Actually, she does not know that she is entitled for that clinic, the surgery and all the money the doctor had. She does not know that. Similarly, in reality, we are entitled for Krishna's shelter. We are entitled for Krishna's protection, but we don't know that. And we are wandering in this world with our own plans to make ourselves happy. So, and that is why, like the lady was asking for, begging to people for her livelihood, similarly, we are now going and begging from Krishna. Give me this, give me that. And Srimad Bhagavatam is saying to us, Tattvamasi. That means that Tattvam, what you are after, that's what you are. You are not different from that Tattvam. Tattvam is one and the same. That is the last part of the Vedantam, Tattvamasi, isn't it? So, Jiva has gone through this, and when we drunk this ahangaram, ahangaram means this false ego, that alcohol we drunk so much, we have forgotten who we are. The more the ahangaram goes inside, our real identity we lose. We lose who we are, that identity. So, actually, we are not meant to be, to suffer like this. And somehow or the other, Kapila Maharshi says, escape from this. Escape from this. That otherwise, Pitrigana Surayaji, Dharmigoyo Grihastham. So, the story what is spoken here is the history of those people, those who have performed pious activities and sinful activities. And so, and those who are inclined that way, they will perform spiritual activities and engage in the different anishta or spiritual instructions properly. there is another Saja nibadha dhika ale dikshino dhobagami. One who goes to Pitralogam and then coming back again. That's one group. There is another group that they have engaged in pious activities. But when the results are gone, they fall back. Now, when they come back, these two things you have to look at separately. One group who had done pious activities, sinful activities. But when they engage in pious activities, they also cultivated spiritual life with that. There are different kinds of pious activities. Pious activities does not mean only spiritual activities. Pious activities means, for example, people who give in charity. For example, you take these big men who have started their own foundations. They have acquired a lot of wealth. And they gave a lot of wealth in charity for various purposes like cancer research or what's the other one? Research for AIDS research and various helping poor people in their own understanding. They are trying to help. But they have not taken Krishna consciousness seriously. When they come back, when they are pious active, because they perform pious activities, they will go to the higher planets to enjoy, but they will have to come back. They have to come back, accept a human body again here. And they will go to Pitrulokam and come back. Pitrusura Ganayaji Dharmiyoyo Grahastha. Provided the money he has acquired is through dharma. Saja Nipadati Gale Dishino Dhobagami. But those who are falling like that, that their life is over when the pious activities results are over. But those who are cultivated spiritual life along with that, what will happen? They are saying here, many examples, that because you have to take into account all sorts of people, not only devotees. Don't think like that. It's not only referring to devotees. It refers to jnanis, it refers to yogis, and it also refers to those who have performed sacrifices, karma, which is a part of karma yoga, what Krishna talks in the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? So, they performed yagam or sacrifices, they get a big name, and also, when they, such personalities, that means those brahmanas who have performed such yagam sacrifices, somayajis and all that they are called, when they go there, that they get priority over others in the temple. They get priority over others because they are yagya brahmanas. They have studied the Vedam and they are performing Vedic sacrifices. In them days it was like that. They get preference over others because of their because of their training in the Vedic tradition. Because they have recited the Vedas, studied the Vedas, and they are used to performing sacrifices, they get priority over everybody else. So, but that is in the eyes of the temple management, they get the priority. But in the eyes of Krishna, they don't get the priority. They don't get the priority. That is what it is mentioned there. You see there, the word Purisha Miva Vidbuja. He says there. There is one verse used there. Word. You can see. Purisha Miva Vidbuja. Vidbuja. That is why Krishna is seeing there. I don't know where that is. Yeah. If you look into 32nd chapter, he says there, that verse 19. Nunam Devena Vihata Eja Chuta Katha Sutham Hitva Shrunvandya Salghada Purishamiva Vidbuja. That verse. Nunam Devena Vihata Eja Chuta Katha Sutham Hitva Shrunvandya Salghada Purishamiva Vidbuja. He has no interest in Krishna. He had no interest in Krishna Katha. Katha, Sutha. No interest in there. And Hitva Shrunvandi Asal Khada. Instead of hearing about Krishna, whole lifetime he spent in hearing about the rest of the world. Asal Khada. And therefore, just like Purisham Eva Vidbhuja. Purisha means the worm in the stool. He lived like that in this world. He says like that. So Bhakti. So, what Krishna is saying there, Kamalavashi is saying there, that without having bhakti, without developing bhakti, even if your attention comes into any other form of yoga process, if you got taste there, still, like it is like this, that sweet rice was offered, you kept the sweet rice away and you were eating everything else. Bhakti yogam's beauty, Krishna is again stressing there, that purisham eva vidbhuja. Purisham Iva Vidbuja. Some time ago, a very rich person, he had his 60th birthday. So he was very wealthy. So what he did was, he cooked a big feast and he wanted to serve to everybody, whoever comes that day. So near where he lived, there was a hill, and in the hill there were tribal people living there. Tribes people. So they also heard that there's going to be a big feast here. And it's going to be served. So they all came for the feast. So in them days, they won't be brought inside in the prasadam hall and given prasadam. But they all brought their own pots. And they will take food and they'll go. So when they came and brought their... They were there because they like tribal. They live in the forests. Their habits are different. So they come and they put their pots there to be served. So in that pots... The rich man's people who are serving, they served all the sweet and tasty prasadam there in throughout all the plates. Everything was served. After that, some of them came down to eat them. So when they came, one of them took that and tasted it. He says, it doesn't taste very good. He says, we have become like that. That's what it is saying to us. That he's saying, you have spoiled my plate, he's saying, by serving all these things, isn't it? That is why, purisham iva vidbhuja, you have no taste for that. Suppose somebody has got taste for this other garbage, what they sold, hamburgers and this burger and that burger. If you give him sweet rice and halwa, what will he say? He says, it doesn't taste good, is it? It's the same problem, isn't it? So what is important here is that, to go back to Krishna, both pious activity and sinful activity, both are obstacles. Both are obstacles. Pious activity is like a golden chain, and sinful activity is like an iron chain. Like an iron chain. But both are bondage. Both are bondage. So we don't need either of them. That is why proper bhakti is necessary. Proper bhakti is cultivated, then this problem won't be there. And that is what Kapila Maharshi is saying here, that human life is meant for developing that bhakti in the proper way. And after that, he turns around. Kapila Maharshi says to Devahuti Devi and says to her, are you okay now from what I have spoken to you? And are you still thinking that you will have to go back to the hellish planets? Because Devahuti Devi was concerned for what happened. She lived a very fantastic life with Kardama Prajapati. So, Devahuti Devi says to Kapila Maharshi that at that time, tears were coming from her eyes. She says to her son, my dear mother, whose holy name, knowingly or unknowingly, if you chant them, if that person is getting liberated, and me, by chanting whose name a person gets liberated, and me, whom I was fortunate enough to carry that person in my womb for 10 months and got attached to him, and from his face I was able to get these instructions. And how can a hellish world exist for me? She asked this question back. You will see this in the 33rd chapter, last chapter. You will see there what Kapila Maharshi had to say. That she says to him that that the such an incident should not happen. In the 6th verse, yannamatheyam, this is the message, yannamatheyam shravananu kirtanam dil prahunadil smaranadavikvachil shwadobi sadya savanaya kalpade kutapunaste bhagavano darshanal ahobadashubajoto gariyan ye jihvagre vartade namatubhyam tebustabaste juhuvu sasnu arya brahma nojur nama granandiyete. Saying that Kapila Devahuti Devi that says to her like this, and Devahuti was satisfied. Nothing else she received. Devahuti, only thing she is saying that what came to her mind at this time, how thoughts are happening. So those who are serving Krishna and trying to become Krishna conscious, they have to understand this from Devahuti, that this is how it will happen. Hearing the holy name, chanting the holy name, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And this will eventually make us also into that state of Devahuti. but we should be conscious of that. This is how it happens. Because this is the instructions from the Rishi. Rishis are saying to us, that is the most interesting thing in the Vedic literature. Rishis are saying to us, Tattvamasi, that we are not sinful people. In every other religion, they will stamp on you. You are all sinners, you are all this, you are all that. Vedam is telling us, you are not sinful. Tattvamasi, that is our, this thing, that this is the Arsha Samskaram. Arsha, Vedic Samskaram is telling us what we are actually. Not based on the body, based on the Alma. Based on the Alma. So what has happened is, we have given up all this understanding, what Vedam is telling us, and we are accepting all other kinds of things, saying to us that we are sinners and we are
And we have been told that how sinful we are, and we are going to be retrieved and taken up and protected and all that kind of things. So Devahuti said goodbye to Kapila Maharshi, and Kapila Maharshi said goodbye to Devahuti and left. Devahuti also, at the end of her prarabdham, that the body dropped away. Devahuti's body fell down into place, and that is that its body dropped off and got joined with that Bindu Sarasa, that big lake. And that to show it to us, her body is not Panchabhutam. Panchabhutam means that it is Panchabhutam, but everybody's body is not, says, when you examine that, you will see there. That because she is a devotee and a great personality, that to show to us that once you have served Krishna, even your body at the end will go in the right direction. Will go in the direction. So whichever way you look at it, this is the only thing Kapila Maharshi has got to tell us. Take advantage of human life and take Krishna consciousness seriously. That's Kapila. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We'll discuss it tomorrow. Fourth canto will begin.